Okay, Marvin, are you ready for movie night?
Yeah, I can't wait to relax and watch a movie with you.
Hey, Danny, where are the straws?
Jeffy, don't bring a drink in here. You're going to spill it.
I don't want to.
You're going to spill it.
Okay, fine.
What? Jeffy, why did I spill it?
Because you told me to.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said you were going to spill it. And I said, I don't want to. And you said, you are going to. So then I spilled it. I was only doing what I was told.
Marvin, calm down. Breathe.
You know what? Jeffy, you want to play hide-and-seek?
Hide-and-seek?
Yeah, let's go play hide-and-seek, buddy. Okay, Jeffy, so we're going to play hide-and-seek, and you're going to be the counter, and me and Mommy are going to go hide. So stand in the corner and count to 10.
10? That's too hard!
Then count to 5.
That's still too hard!
Use your fingers!
I only have 4!
Then count to 4.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so stay in the corner and count, and me and Mommy are going to go hide. And when you get to 4, come looking for us. But do not go check the room with the red couch. That room is off limits. We are not going to hide in the room with the red couch, okay?
Okay. 1, 7, 9, 4. All right, I'm coming to look for you.
Oh, I'm so bad.
What did you do?
I told Jeffy we're playing hide-and-seek, but we're not playing hide-and-seek. He's looking for us, and I told him that this room was off-limits, so we can sit here and watch a movie, and he's not going to bother us.
Marvin, that's mean.
No, it's smart, because now we can watch a movie, and he's going to be looking for hours, and then he might get bored and fall asleep. So let's just watch our movie.
Where could they be? I bet they're behind the curtains. No, I bet they're behind the pillows. No, not that one, or that one. What about underneath the cushion? What about this cushion? No, where could they be?
Marvin, I can hear Jeffy looking around for us out there. It's so sad.
Just focus on the movie.
But Marvin, I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Feel bad that he poured water all over the couch. I had to wipe that up.
Oh, man. I've looked everywhere and I can't find him. I guess I'm going to lose hide and seek. I think I hear them. They must be in the wall. The perfect hiding spot. I'm going to find you. I think I see him in there.
What's that noise?
It sounds like he's breaking something.
Jeffy! I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy! What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, hey, Daddy, you give up?
Well, give up? Why are you sawing a hole in the wall?
Because you and Mommy were hiding in the wall.
No, we weren't.
Then where were you hiding?
In the room with the red couch.
You said that room was off limits, so you cheated.
That doesn't mean you saw a hole in the goddamn wall, you idiot.
Stop hitting me.
I'm not hitting you.
Yes, you are. You're hitting me with your words and it hurts.
Jeffy, get your ass in that room right now.
Is Mommy still in the wall?
No, no one was ever in the wall.
So then why am I doing this?
Because you're a shithead.
That's fair. I am a shithead.
Come on, Jeffy.
Marvin, what was all that yelling? What did you do?
What did I do? No, Jeffy, tell him what you did.
Happily, Mommy, Daddy lied to me because he told me that we were going to be playing hide and seek and that this room was off limits. So I started looking around the entire house except for this room because this room was supposed to be off limits. Right, Daddy?
Yes.
Exactly. So then I hear voices, and not the voices that are in my head, but your voices. And it sounds like they're coming from the wall. So then I take a crowbar to that hoe, and then I start taking a saw and sawing the wall to help you guys get out. So if you're wondering why I did this shithead behavior, it's because Daddy lied to me.
Marvin, it does sound like it was kind of your fault.
How?
Because you lied.
I just wanted to watch a movie with you, and it doesn't mean that Jeffy should have sawed a hole in the wall.
I thought you were in the wall.
How would I have gotten in there?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
You know what? I'm going to call a doctor to find out what's wrong with your stupid head. Maybe there's some medicine that'll make you think straight. And then I'll also call someone to patch that hole in the wall.
Hey there. Somebody called Dr. Handyman? See, I'm a doctor and a handyman.
Well, Dr. Handyman, my son hit a hole in the wall with a crowbar.
Sounds like shithead behavior.
Indeed.
So I need you to fix the hole in the wall and then fix my son's brain.
Well, one of those things is much easier to fix than the other one.
Well, can you start with his brain?
That was the harder of the two.
Well, can you do anything to his brain to make him not act like that anymore?
Well, maybe you should consider that maybe he's just like this and you should learn to accept him.
I do not want to accept him. Can you do something to fix his brain, you know?
Well, since you asked twice, I do have this mind control helmet I stole from Area 51.
How'd you get to Area 51?
Well, they used to do tours back before COVID. COVID ruined everything. But while I was there, I stole this. So you put it on somebody's head and they'll do anything you tell them to do. And I mean anything. I mean, I've done unspeakable things with this helmet. I mean, things that would put me away for a long time.
So if I put this on Jeffy's head, he'll do anything I want?
Yeah, he will.
All right, Jeffy, put this on.
What if not have to?
Put it on!
All right.
Okay, Jeffy has his helmet on. Now what?
Well, you just take this remote and you hold the button down and tell him what you want him to do and he'll do it.
Okay, Jeffy, say please.
Please.
Jeffy, say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, it works!
You guys are using it for lame stuff. I thought this would be more fun.
We just want Jeffy to behave and say his manners.
Well, but he'll do anything you tell him to do. Anything!
Oh, okay. Jeffy, tell me about some bad stuff that you've done that I don't know about.
Every time I hear the washing machine finish, I go downstairs and open the door and pee on all the wet clothes, so you think that the clothes are wet from the water, but it's really wet from my pee.
That's why my clothes smell like dry piss!
Oh my god, it does!
Ew!
Sometimes I take your toothbrush and put a little bit of toothpaste on it and brush underneath my toenails and my gooch.
What's a gooch?
It's the spot between your balls and your butthole.
Ew, Jimmy!
Every Thursday night I go outside and find a stray cat and I bring it inside and rub its ass all over your pillow.
That's why I feel like shit! Oh, okay, you know, I don't want to hear anymore, Jeffy. How about you go take a shower and go to bed?
Okay, I will take a shower and go to bed.
Oh my god.
I still think you guys are using this for lame stuff. I have fun when I do it.
Thank you guys for playing Ms. Monopoly with me.
Oh yeah, I'm having so much fun playing the girl version of Monopoly.
But Junior, each space represents something a woman invented.
Oh yeah, like the dishwasher, because women were tired of doing it by hand. And also the retractable dog leash, because women aren't strong enough to pull a real leash.
Well, Junior, they also invented Wi-Fi.
Thank you, Cody.
Whatever, I'm just glad you let me use the Amelia Earhart piece. Hold on, I gotta make it more accurate. Go find her. She's missing. And where's the space where you drop out of college and start OnlyFans?
Hey, guys! Olden!
Oh, hey, Jeffy. What's up with the helmet?
Well, my daddy put it on my head because he thinks it controls my brain.
Does it?
No, but I made him think it does, so I screwed around with him for a little bit, and then I got bored and came in here.
What's the last thing he asked you to do?
Well, he told me to take a shower and go to bed.
Ooh, you should pretend the water from the shower shorted at the helmet and electrocuted you. You should pretend you died.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Can we play a different game?
Aww.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
gotcha, bitch.
Okay, I'll give up.
I win. I am the thumb wrestling champion. All right, you're next. Whip out your thumb.
No, I'm going to go check on Jeffy, make sure he's okay.
You don't have to check on him. The helmet will make sure he does what you told him.
I'm going to go check on Jeffy.
Your thumb is scared. You're scared of my powerful thumb.
Jeffy, are you okay?
Oh no, the water probably short-circuited the helmet and fried his brain.
Oh my god, is he dead?
I don't know, but he could be brain dead.
What do we do?
There's only one thing we can do. Thumb wrestle!
What? No!
Thumb wrestle me, pussy!
No, save Jeffy!
Thumb wrestle me and I'll save him!
Okay, fine. Ow! Okay, you win!
Yes, I am undefeated! I have conquered every thumb that has crossed my path!
Well, help Jeffy!
Okay, let me see. Well, he has a pulse, so he's not dead, but he could still be brain dead.
Well, how do you fix brain dead?
Well, there's not much, but there is one thing. In medical school, I learned this sick-ass, nasty, trap hip-hop song that could wake up anybody.
What? No way.
Oh, it's so hip, and it's so hop.
There's no way it's that funky fresh.
Oh, yeah? DJ, spin that shit.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Get the fuck up off the couch. Time to get your body moving. Don't just sit there and lay and slouch. Yeah, your brain might be gravy, not coming back like it's Brady. But once you hear this sick ass rap, your brain will be fixed. Well, maybe.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said.
Just wake up that damn brain. Listen to this rap that goes insane. Your brain's all twisted like a hurricane. Get that shit moving like a damn train. When you wake up, we'll pop champagne. Get some strippers and make it rain. Dropping these bars like Lil Wayne. This song's addicting like cocaine.
Mic drop on your bitch ass. Shit.
Really? Jeffy?
What's up, Daddy?
Did your song work?
I told you it would.
No, actually, the song didn't do anything. This helmet doesn't work.
Wait, you're telling me that mind control helmet doesn't actually work?
No.
Well, that means all the people that took me off actually just wanted to. Wow, I feel a lot better about myself. I thought I was a monster.
Wait. So you're saying that mind control helmet doesn't work?
No, I was faking it the whole time.
Wait, so you were... But we asked you to do stuff and you did it.
Yeah, I was just playing along.
What the? So what do we do now?
Oh, I'll tell you what we do now. We thumb wrestle!
Alright.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. Ow, okay, you win!
Yay, I win!
Damn it, I'm no longer undefeated.
Okay, how about we get something productive done today and you go fix that drywall?
Oh yeah, well come on, Jeffy. Damn, Jeffy, that's a big-ass hole. And this hole in the wall's pretty big, too. It's gonna be hard to fix. But luckily, in handyman school, I learned a sick-ass rap about fixing drywall. So, DJ, spin that shit!
And fill up the bathtub until it overflows and then ride the waves off the side of it. That would be totally righteous! Righteous!
No, Jeffy!
Daddy, why don't you ever let me do anything fun? Why can't you just say yes?
Because, Jeffy...
You suck!
What did I do wrong?
Marvin, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You could have been nicer and just say, no, Jeffy, not today.
No, I have to yell at him!
Don't yell at me now! I'm going to my mother's!
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Cody, do you think Thomas will make the flip this time?
No, he never makes it.
Have faith, Cody. Come on, Thomas, do the flip.
Dog shit. That's what this toy is. It's dog shit.
Reset it and try it again, Cody.
Hey, guys.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
I'm mad at my daddy because he never says yes to anything I want to do.
Well, hold on. We want to see if Thomas is going to make this flip again.
He's not going to make it.
He's going to make it, Cody.
He's never made it.
Come on, Thomas. Make the flip. Make the flip. Make the flip.
Dog shit. Do I need to say it again?
Reset it one more time. What were you saying, Jeffy?
I'm just mad at my daddy because he never lets me do anything fun. I wish for one day he would say yes to everything.
Well, you could try hypnotizing him.
What does hypnotize mean?
Oh, hold on. Let me get my grandfather's pocket watch. But first, I want to watch this. Dog shit.
Go get the pocket watch.
All right, I got my grandfather's watch.
Well, give me a second. I reset it, Thomas.
Why? He's not going to do it.
He's going to make it this time.
Bet me a dollar.
Deal. Come on, Thomas. Make it.
Pay up, chump. Wait. He actually stuck the landing.
He stood back up.
Damn it.
Ah, give me my dollar back.
You have it.
Okay, what?
I got my grandfather's
watch. Hold on. Jeffy restarted it.
What? Okay, it's dog shit, and I got my watch.
Okay,
whoa, how does it work?
Well, you just wave this back and forth in front of your dad's face and tell him to say yes to anything you want to do, and he'll do it.
Oh, well, why doesn't everyone have one of those?
Well, because people don't really have pocket watches anymore. Now they have iPhones and Google Pixels or whatever the hell it is people use these days.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay, here you go. You can have it. Just be careful. It belonged to my great-great-grandfather. I'm just kidding. I hated that bastard. You could break it for all I care.
Now, Jeffy, when you tell your dad to say yes to everything in a day, I would start it tomorrow, because today is almost over with.
Oh, good thinking, Junior.
All right, restart it, Cody. Best 2 out of 3.
Why?
Hey, Daddy.
Sorry for yelling at you.
Take that apology and shove it.
What?
Check this out.
What is that?
Your pocket watch. Look at it.
You're not going to hypnotize me, Jeffy.
We'll see about that. Just keep looking at it. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you will say yes to everything I want to do.
I'm not going
to
do that, Jeffy.
And when people ask you why you're saying yes to everything, you will say that you don't know.
All right, Jeffy. Go to your room.
All right. See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Like that would ever work. I can't be hypnotized. I'm gonna go to bed.
Hey, Marvin, I'm Hangy.
What?
I'm hungry and I'm Angy.
I thought you were supposed to be at your mother's.
I was, and then I woke up and I was Hangy. Feed me, Marvin, chicken nuggies.
Ah! Okay, good. It was just a nightmare.
Good morning, Daddy. You want to know what I want for breakfast?
What?
20 Happy Meals. You think you can do that?
Yes. I meant to say yes. I'm trying to say the two-letter word. I'm trying to say yes. Why do I keep saying that?
Because it hypnotized you, Daddy. It's working, right?
Yes.
Ha, gotcha. La, 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 la.
Marvin, I'm Hangy. I want some chicken nuggies.
No, okay, Jeffy, let's go to McDonald's.
And then divorce her. What? They gave me 20 of the same toy?
Well, maybe that's the only one they have, Jeffy.
Well, this is horse dingleberries.
Yay, chicken nuggies. Okay, I'm good now. I'll talk normal.
Jeffy, are you going to eat your 20 Happy Meals?
I'm full.
He didn't even eat them.
Oh, man, Daddy, I'm stuffed. Thank you for getting me 20 Happy Meals.
You didn't even eat them.
Well, I just wanted the toys.
Marvin, that was really nice of you to get Jeffy 20 Happy Meals.
There's people starving in the world.
Daddy, can you take me to Disney World?
Yes.
Can Scooter come too?
Hey, fat boy.
Yes.
Yay! Scooter, we're going to Disney World!
Marvin, how can you afford that?
I can't.
Come on, Daddy, let's go to Disney World!
I'm gonna have to use credit cards.
Disney World!
Disney World! Where's the big rat?
What are you talking about?
Mickey Rat.
His name is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Rat.
Let's just go ride rides, come on. Are you guys ready for the ride?
I'm scared!
Nothing's happened yet. right, guys, what ride do you want to go on next?
I want to go on the Slinky Dog ride.
All right, let's go on it.
Cheery boy!
Oh, that was Woody. Come on. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go!
Let's go! Ah! Okay, guys, we rode rides. Let's go home.
Can you take us to Universal Studios?
But, Jeffy, we just went to Disney World.
Can you take us?
Yes.
Woo! Universal Studios!
Yeah, let's go ride rides!
I want to ride Dominion Ride!
Me too!
Minions!
Wait, where'd you get that at?
I stole it.
I want to ride Dominion Ride over and over and over and over and over again.
Me too!
Okay, let's go ride it a few times. Okay, guys, we've rode that ride over 40 times. I've lost count.
Let's do it again.
Can we go to Dave and Buster's?
But we're already at... yes.
Yay! Yay! Dave and Buster's!
Let's go play some games. I'm exhausted.
Marvin, I just checked the credit card statements. You went to Disney World, Universal Studios, and Dave & Buster's?
Hell yeah, Mommy. And we rode the Minions ride 42 times.
It was fun.
Marvin, how are we going to afford all this?
I'm just going to have to sell a kidney.
Can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
No, Jeffy, no drawing on the walls.
Well, then I'll ask Daddy. Daddy, can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
Yes.
Yay! Screw you, Mommy!
Marvin, why are you going to let them do that?
I just can't say no to Jeffy.
Aw, you're just a little softy, aren't you?
That's not what it is.
Ain't done!
That fix is pretty pretty.
That's the biggest poo man ever.
Heck yeah, it is.
Jeffy, why'd the drawing have to be inappropriate?
Well, you said we could draw on the walls.
Yeah, but why'd you have to make the drawing disgusting?
That's the biggest poop ever.
Yeah, Daddy, it is the biggest poop ever. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Yay!
Hey, fat boy, you want to go play basketball?
Yeah. Daddy, you want to play basketball with us?
Yes.
Yay! Let's go!
Okay, guys, hurry up and play basketball.
My turn, my turn. Owie, I made it. 3 points.
You did not make it.
Yes, I did. It hit me in the head and the backboard.
All right, my turn, my turn. Yay, I made it. Make it, take it.
Okay, go grab your ball.
Well, can I use you as the ball?
Yes.
Yay!
Ah! Oh, my head.
I missed, Danny, so it's Scooter's turn.
Come here, Belle.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jeffy, Elliot.
Gotcha.
Scooby!
Oh, I hate my life.
I'm born to play basketball. I'm too good at it.
Hey, Danny, can we throw you off the roof into the pool?
Yes.
Yay!
Come here, Belle.
Jeffy, I'm scared. What if you guys miss and I don't land in the pool?
Oh, don't be scared, Danny. You've seen Scooter's aim.
I don't miss.
Let's just talk about it. How about we do something else?
Time to go swimming.
What? No.
So close.
Oh, Scooter, you're almost there.
Oh, my God, Marvin. What happened to your face?
Jeffy and Scooter tried to throw me in the pool and they missed.
Jeffy, how could you?
Well, it was Scooter's fault.
But that was super close. Tell me how close it was.
Look at my face. That's how close he was.
Jeffy, you better make it up to Marvin.
All right, Mommy. Hey, Daddy, you want to go have ice cream cone with me and Scooter?
Yes.
Yay! All right, Scooter, here's our ice cream cones.
That looks yummy.
Hey, Jeffy, where's my ice cream cone?
Oh, Scooter made a special ice cream cone for you.
There it is.
Ew, what is that?
It's dirt.
I'm not eating a dirt ice cream cone.
Daddy, will you eat the dirt ice cream cone?
Yes.
Open wide.
Marvin, why are you spitting all over the couch?
Jeffy and Scooter made me eat a dirt ice cream cone.
Marvin, what is going on with you today?
I just want to say yes to everything Jeffy asked for to make him have a good day.
Well, that's really nice of you, Marvin, but you need to set a boundary.
I wish Jeffy would agree on a boundary.
Hey, Danny, can you take me and Scooter to Target and buy us whatever we want?
Marvin, say no.
Yes.
Yay!
Marvin!
All right, Jeffy, do you have everything you need?
Yep, I think so.
What about you, Scooter?
Heck yeah.
Excuse me, sir, what do you have in your pants?
A big old winner?
But, yeah, there's no way it's that big.
Yes, it is. One first place.
Okay, well, I'm going to just go in and see if I can. I really hope this is a toy or I'm going to be in big trouble. What is this? Hold on. What? Really? You were trying to steal this?
You caught me.
All right, you're under arrest. Come on.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Wow, Scooter got arrested for trying to shoplift, Jeffy. Let's get out of here.
All right, now let's go.
Are you happy with all your stuff, Jeffy?
Yes. Are you happy with all your credit card debt?
Yes.
Good. Feed me a Band-Aid. I love Band-Aids.
Marvin, how could you afford all this stuff?
Because Jeffy wanted it.
Well, Marvin, it's been a long day for you. We should go to bed. It's 1 minute to midnight.
1 minute till midnight? The day's almost over with.
Oh, now it's conveniently midnight.
That means the day's over. Jeffy, ask me for something.
Feed me another Band-Aid.
No. I can finally say no.
Marvin, what's going on?
So last night, Jeffy hypnotized me where I had to say yes to everything he wanted today.
What?
And now the day's over and now I can say no. Jeffy, where's that pocket watch at?
It's on the ground.
All right, Jeffy, now I'm going to hypnotize you.
Oh, not going to look. Don't have to.
Look at it, Jeffy.
No, don't have to.
Look at it.
18, don't have to.
There's a Band-Aid in front of you.
Where?
All right, Jeffy, starting today, you're going to do everything I say.
Maybe.
No, you're going to say yes.
Maybe.
You're going to say yes to everything I tell you to do.
Maybe.
Okay, now I'm going to make Jeffy do stuff all day.
Well, what do you have in mind, Marvin?
Ooh, I got some stuff I want him to do.
Yeah, Jeffy, eat that dirt ice cream cone.
I like it.
You know, keep eating it, keep eating it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, I missed.
I just can't seem to make it.
Dunked it.
Get in there.
Yeah. Jeffy, you want to go get thrown in the pool? Man, Jeffy, I hope I don't miss the pool.
Dude, you know the NBA Finals is on tonight.
Yeah, let's watch basketball.
Oh, I just love watching sweaty guys run around and put balls in holes. You know what's crazy? Whoever puts the most balls in holes wins. It's awesome.
Penelope, you want to watch basketball with us?
No, Junior. I don't have time to watch TV. I have to read my book on how to be a millionaire fast.
Girls can't be millionaires unless their name is Oprah.
Ooh, my black queen.
You know what, Junior? I will be a millionaire by the time I graduate college.
Yeah, right. Like you're going to college.
Yes, huh, Junior? Girls go to college to get more knowledge, and boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Wait a minute. We get to go to Jupiter?
What?
She just said boys go to Jupiter, so we can actually go? I thought Jupiter was a gas giant. How would we land on there?
We can't.
But she just said boys go to Jupiter, and she's reading a book, so obviously she's smart. So what are you talking about? We can go to Jupiter right now?
Yeah, Junior. Yeah. Totally go to Jupiter, Junior, because that's possible. Good luck with that.
Guys, you just heard Penelope say it's possible for us to go to Jupiter.
I think she just said boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider because it rhymed.
No. She wasn't reading Dr. Seuss. She was reading a smart book. I think she knows what she's talking about. Guys, I did not know boys could go to Jupiter. Is that what they do in Boy Scouts?
No.
Because I would have joined Boy Scouts and got touched to go to Jupiter.
Oh, yeah, just to go to space, then.
Yeah, we get to go to Jupiter? Like, no one tells us stuff like this. Like, they always say that we have to go to college, but they never told us that Jupiter is an option.
They always hide the good stuff, dude.
I know.
How the hell are we supposed to go to Jupiter?
I don't know, but apparently we all get to go to Jupiter because we're boys. I think Jupiter's better than college.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to call NASA and ask them how we get our ticket to Jupiter.
Hey there, somebody call an astronaut?
We did. Wait, why are you wearing your helmet if you're not in space?
Oh, well, I don't really get to go to space very often, so I just wear this helmet so I can feel cool.
Why don't you get to go to space? I thought that's all astronauts got to do.
No, see, we don't really have the same funding that we used to, so I only really get to wear this spacesuit whenever I'm doing kids' birthday parties or somebody paid to have lunch with an astronaut. Is that what we're doing here? We having lunch? Because please no chicken salad. I'm still full from all the chicken salad I had earlier for another kid's lunch. Oh, and no grapes, too, because he kept wanting me to eat grapes with him, and grapes hurt my stomach, so no grapes. So we having lunch or what?
No, we want to go to Jupiter.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, planets are fun.
No, like, we want to go in a space shuttle and go to Jupiter.
I mean, hey, you can go anywhere in your imagination.
No, like, we really actually want to go to Jupiter because there's a saying that says boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, so we want to go to Jupiter.
Well, you can't.
Look, we know you got to get touched to go to outer space, so, what's up?
Yeah, I'll pull my pants down right now. Just touch it, I'll go to space.
What are you talking about?
The Boy Scouts. They get touched, they get to go to space.
No, they don't.
Well, then how did the guy from Subway go to space?
He didn't go to space, he went to prison.
Well, listen, we want to go to Jupiter because apparently a bunch of boys have been to Jupiter to get more stupider, and if they got to go, we want to go too.
I assure you, nobody has been to Jupiter. Thank you.
Okay, well, then why can't we go to Jupiter? Why do they say the stupider line?
Well, because it rhymes. Thank you.
Okay, listen, I bet you there's boys on Jupiter right now, you just don't want to send us.
No, look, I could put all your asses on a space shuttle and just kind of shoot it at Jupiter. That's a thing I could do, but I'm not going to do that.
Why won't you do it? Because you can't? You're not allowed? You're not a high enough astronaut to do that?
No, I can do
it. Fine. If you're not cool enough, you can't do it.
No, I can send... Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'll send all of you to Jupiter. Sure, let's go to Jupiter. Everybody wants to go to Jupiter? Come on, let's go to Jupiter. Follow me.
Let's go, guys.
Yes.
All right, welcome to a room in the Kennedy Space Center. So you can tell that's where we are because of the space background. You know, I actually made that myself. I bought a black sheet from Walmart, and then I hung it up on a wall, and then I cut some stars out of yellow construction paper, and then I taped them up there. My manager said it was pretty neat. He said, I'd give you a gold star, but it looks like you made some yourself. And that made me feel pretty good. I had my head held up high for the rest of the day. And don't tell anybody, but he gave me extra apple slices in the cafeteria, and Cleotis didn't get any. Cleotis is the janitor, and he has to clean up my construction paper mess.
So you really don't go to space, do you?
No, it's all pretty much just arts and crafts and lunches. It's a lot like preschool.
Oh, well, can we please go to Jupiter, please?
Yeah, okay, I just need you guys to sign these waivers and don't read them. Like, seriously, don't. Like, please do not read them. And while you guys are signing those, I'll go get your spacesuits ready.
Oh, okay. All right, guys, let's sign these things.
Okay, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is my manager says I get 30 extra minutes of recess after lunch. But the bad news is I only have 2 spacesuits, so that means one of you can't go.
Oh, it's all good, homie. I read the waiver anyway, and I'm not going.
What, Joseph, you're not going to go to space?
Hell no, dude. Black people aren't meant to be in space.
Oh, because we wouldn't be able to see you.
Nah, that's not it, but I'll let you think that. Read the waiver, dude. Bye.
Well, I already signed the waiver. I don't care. I want to go to Jupiter.
Okay, let's get you in these spacesuits.
Come on, Cootis, get on.
Wow, you guys look good in those spacesuits. Let me just take these waivers from you. So Jupiter, huh?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
How long is it going to take for us to get to Jupiter?
Oh, not long. I mean, it's just going to be like a trip down to the local grocery store. So like 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wait, so we're really going to take 6 years to get to Jupiter?
Yeah, Jupiter's like 363 million billion gajillion quintillion miles away. And you're going to be traveling at 17,000 thousand wowsand quowsand miles per hour. So yeah, like 6 years.
Wait, Junior, what are we going to do for 6 years?
Well, I could bring a bunch of movies and snacks. We could have like a movie night for 6 years.
That does sound pretty fun.
Look, I'll go grab some movies and some snacks.
Yeah, make sure you get everything you need before you get in the space shuttle.
Oh man, Cody, I'm so excited.
Oh, Junior, 6 years. It's still not too late to back out.
We're not backing out, Cody. We're gonna go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
I still don't know why we want to get more stupider.
Because everyone else has been to Jupiter except for us, and we need to go.
But what are we gonna do for 6 years?
I brought a bunch of movies and snacks, Cody. We're gonna have a blast.
Okay.
All right, kids, the space shuttle is fueled up and ready to go for your 6-year journey. So you ready for takeoff?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, you'll be taking off in 3, 2, 1, lift off! Congratulations, boys. You've now reached outer space.
Oh, wow, Cody, look, we're in outer space!
Yeah, I guess this begins our 6-year journey to Jupiter.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You wanna put on a movie?
Yeah, let me grab the movie.
Wait, the movie?
Yep, here it is.
Wait, what is this?
It's the movie I brought.
Max Keeble's Big Move?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else did you bring?
That's it.
What? That's it? Our only movie is Max Keeble's Big Move?
Well, I was looking for movies at a short notice, and the only movie I could find was Max Keeble's Big Move.
Junior, we left Earth for 6 years, and the only thing you brought to entertain us was Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move?
Okay, Cody, listen, calm down. It's a really good movie. So, Max Keeble, right, he's bullied and stuff, and his parents tell him he's moving to, like, a whole other city. So he thinks he can get back at all his bullies, so he does a bunch of bad stuff, thinking he'll never see those people again. But guess what? At the end, his parents tell him they're not moving, and he has to deal with the consequences. Uh-oh.
Yeah, great. So now, when I watch it for the next 6 years, it won't even be a surprise.
Look, Cody, Max Keeble's Big Move is a really good movie.
Junior, Max Keeble's Big Move for 6 fucking years? His move isn't that big, Junior. It can't be.
Look, pop in Max Keeble's Big Move, and you're going to see how good it is.
Oh, it better be perfect.
Is everything okay up there? I hear yelling.
Yeah, everything's okay in here.
Oh, yeah. We're just peachy because we decided to leave Earth for 6 years, and the only
only movie Junior thought to bring was Max fucking Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
It's a good movie, I promise. Also, I really have to pee. Where's the bathroom on the space shuttle?
Oh, I forgot to tell you kids to pee before you left, because there are no bathrooms in there. Maybe find a bottle or something?
Oh.
There are no bathrooms.
I'll just hold it, Cody. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. I think you can just hold it, Junior. I think you can just hold it for 6 fucking years. Yeah. Just go ahead, try to hold it, Junior. Junior, do you know what our reality is gonna be for the next 6 years? We are going to be watching Max Keeble's Big Move while we piss and shit our pants. That's hell. That's what hell looks like. We are in hell right now. I would rather be in a North Korean work camp than this, because at least they have bathrooms. I think.
But they don't have Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we are winning on that front, are we, Junior?
Look, just watch Max Keeble's Big Move. The movie will cheer you up, I promise, buddy.
Oh, good.
So, Cody, what'd you think of Max Keeble's Big Move?
It wasn't fucking big enough, I'll tell you that. It wasn't 6 years big. It wasn't that big of a move, Junior.
It's a good movie, Cody.
It was okay, but if you told me I could only watch one movie for the next 6 years of my life, it wouldn't be Max Keeble's Big Move. That wouldn't even be in the top 10,000 list of movies.
It's in my top 25.
No, it shouldn't be. You need to watch more movies, which we could have been doing for the next 6 goddamn years.
Okay, look, I think you're just hungry and you need to eat.
What did you bring to eat?
I brought a pepperoni pizza.
A pizza?
Yeah.
One pizza.
Yeah.
Junior, you needed to bring us food for the next 6 years. This isn't going to last us 1 year or 1 month or even 1 week.
Once again, I was in a rush. I didn't have time.
Oh, yeah, you were in a rush. You were clearly in a rush. You grabbed one pizza and one copy of Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
Should I have grabbed 2 copies of it?
No! You should have done literally anything else.
Okay, look. Oh, there has to be more food in here. Look at this, Cody. Look, under the cupboard thing. It's over here. 12 years worth of raisins? Look, they even overpacked raisins in case we get super hungry.
12 years?
What's wrong?
Junior, I just realized something and now I'm even more upset.
What?
It's gonna take us 6 years to get to Jupiter. And it's gonna take us another 6 years to come home. That's 12 years of Max fucking Keeble's Big Fucking Move! Junior, I can't do it. I can't take 12 years of Max Keeble. My Max Keeble was 6 years. I can't do 12 years, Junior. I'm gonna die up here.
Let me just eat some raisins and calm down.
I don't wanna eat any goddamn raisins, Junior. I don't wanna be here. I wanna leave. And I can't even hang myself because there's no gravity.
Oh, and then we didn't bring a gun either.
No!
Okay, look, let's just turn on the behind the scenes to Max Keeble.
Are you sure, Junior? Are you sure you want to do that now? Maybe we should do it next year, or the year after, or the year after that, or the year after that!
Well, the movie just ended. I think that's our 1,000th time watching Max Keeble's Big Move.
Keeble. Max Keeble.
You okay, Cody?
Me, Keeble.
Oh, you want me to restart it?
Yeah, Keeble it up. You know, Junior, I tried to claw my eyes out a year ago, but that didn't work.
I know, I can tell that, buddy.
You want to roleplay Max Keeble again?
Oh, we've already roleplayed Max Keeble 5 times today.
But what else do we have to do?
Okay, fine.
I'll be Max Keeble, you be my parents.
All right.
Mom, Dad, I'm getting bullied at school.
Well, your dad got a new job in another city, so we're going to move.
Oh, cool. I guess that means I can do whatever the fuck I want with no consequences, because nobody's going to know where I am after I move.
Hey, Max, we're not moving anymore.
Oh, shit. I ruined my whole life. I'm Max Keeble.
Yeah. Hey, you want another box of raisins?
Sure. Why not? That's all I know. I don't even remember the taste of the pizza we had in the first 2 days. You remember the pizza time, Junior? The beautiful pizza time in the first 2 days?
I remember, buddy.
I miss that. Keeble, Keeble.
Max Keeble?
Keeble, Max.
Max Keeble.
Max Keeble, Keeble.
Keeble, Max, big.
Big move, Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max.
Keeble big.
Big move.
Keeble big move, Max.
Max Meeble.
Max Meeble move, Meeble mig, biggle.
Keeble Max move.
Keeble miggle, biggle wiggle.
Oh my god, there's a ship coming towards Jupiter! We'll have to use our tractor beam to intercept it to bring him on board and find out who they are.
Big Keeble Max move?
Big Max Keeble move.
Move Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max Big?
Max Keeble?
Big Moo.
Ah, Maxi Big Moo!
What are you guys doing near Jupiter? We guard Jupiter to make sure no one gets too close, because the dust makes you stupider.
Well, Keeble's Big Move.
Keeble Max Move.
Max is Keeble's Move.
You're speaking some kind of weird language.
Max Keeble's Big Move?
Big Keeble Move.
Listen, if you guys don't have anything to show us that to prove you're not space pirates, I'm gonna have to vaporize both of you!
Keeble's Big Move, Max!
Keeble Big Move!
Max Move!
Max Keeble's Big Move!
What is that?
Max Keeble's Big Move.
Let me see this. Max Keeble's Big Move.
Big Move.
Laugh out loud funnel.
Keeble.
Max Keeble.
I wanna laugh. You know what? Since you guys gave me something cool, I'm gonna go ahead and teleport you back to the home planet.
Big move!
No, Max Meeble.
No, Max Meeble,
Max Meeble, Max Meeble, no!
Max Meeble, Max Meeble.
Big Max Meeble's move.
Big Keeble, Max.
Max Meeble's move.
Big Keeble.
Big move, Keeble.
Big
Keeble move. Max Keeble. Max Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max Keeble?
Big move, Keeble?
Keeble, Keeble. I mean, we're home.
Oh my god, Cody. We're finally home after 6 years. Look, the red couch.
Junior, you know what this means? I can finally take a shower and wash all the shit that's been caked on my ass for the last 6 years.
And we can eat something other than raisins.
And I can finally watch something other than Max Keeble's Big Move. But now that I'm home, I think I really just want to watch Max Keeble's Big Move and eat raisins and shit my pants.
Okay, Cody, we can do it one last time, but then we have to stop, okay?
Okay, put on Max Keeble's Big Move.
Cody?
What?
The aliens have the only copy of Max Keeble's Big Move.
No! No! Junior, I need my Max Keeble! I don't know how to live without Max Keeble's Big Move! No! Keeble!
Jeffy. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
We should build this robotic smart machine. You can build up to 8 different kinds of robots. Like, we could build a bug or a gorilla or a dinosaur or, or playtime. Playtime's cool, too.
So, Sally, how was school today?
Oh, it was okay. I got a C on my Spanish test.
Oh, no bien. Really, a C? I can't believe you. How are you going to communicate with your future stepdad? You should probably ask him for help for your homework. He speaks really good Spanish.
¿Necesitas ayuda?
Mom, I have no idea what he's saying.
You know, I think our school should teach our kids English. You know, the language our country speaks. Not that made-up Mexican bullshit.
Damn it, Julia, why are you smoking in the kitchen? You know I have asthma.
Well, why are you bringing Mexicans to the dinner table? You know I have asthma against Mexicans at my dinner table that you're banging.
Well, Dad, smoking is really bad for you.
You know what else is bad for you? Being in a country that you don't have the legal papers to be a fucking citizen in.
You know what else is bad for you? Not being able to provide for your damn family because you're a drunk hillbilly.
You know what else is bad for you? Banging a Mexican and bringing him to my dinner table when he's not supposed to be in this country.
Why do you keep on bringing up his damn race?
I'm just bringing up that he's Mexican.
That's his race.
Yeah, Dad, you do say that a lot.
Every time.
Well, I'm just glad that I voted for someone that's going to clean up this country and stop people from banging my wife that are Mexican.
You know what? You need to just worry about getting a damn job.
Well, I'm sitting by the phone waiting for the many job applications that I applied to call me back.
No one's going to call you because you're a freaking drunk racist.
I'm only drunk. And racist.
See?
Well, listen. The call, the phone is ringing. I'm going to answer this because it's a job. And everyone shut up. I'm going to get this job.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Junior?
Oh, my God, it's immigration. Run, 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 guys!
Ah,
run!
No, really, Junior?
No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it, Junior, I don't know if he has his papers.
He doesn't. Oh, yeah, this is Junior.
Hello, we are calling in regards to the job application you submitted earlier today. We are wanting to possibly interview you for tonight.
Oh, I can do it tonight.
Perfect. What time will best for you? Maybe right now?
Oh, I can do right now. Anything to get me away from my ugly-ass family.
Perfect.
All right, see you soon.
So who was that? One of your hookers?
I wish, but no. It was actually a job that wants to interview me tonight. And they want my qualifications because it's a very prestigious job and they want my skills.
I didn't know ass wiping was an actual job.
Okay, I'll be back with a high-paying job, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hello, thank you for coming to Fresh Mart. How far may I be of help to you today?
My name's Junior. I'm here for a job interview.
Okay, perfect. perfect, perfect. For the interview, I don't need to ask you some preliminary question, okay?
You need to ask me Illuminati questions.
No, some preliminary question.
Okay.
The question for the interview, can you answer?
Yes.
Okay, first question. Do you know how for to count the money?
Yes, I know how to count money. I used to work in a big corporate job, and we handled millions of dollars, so I know how to do that stuff.
Okay, very good, very good. Next question. Do you for have your diver license?
No, I do not have a diver's license, but I don't know why I would need a diver's license to work at a grocery store, unless you have to dive to get the inventory in the back.
No. Listen, very good. Listen, your diver license.
Bitch, I heard you the first time. I don't have a diver's license, but why would I need a diver's license to work at a grocery store? Do you have a diver's license?
Yes, I do have diver license, okay?
Oh my god, you go diving all the time? Like, how deep have you been?
No, listen. How far you get to this interview today?
I sure as fuck didn't dive to get here. I drove my car.
Okay, do you have license for your car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have diver license.
No, do not have a diver's license, but I have a driver's license for my car.
Yes, perfect. Now, last question. Do you have any reference for the job?
Oh, I used to work at Papa Murphy's Pizza, so yeah. I mean, we ended that job mutually because I was such a good person at my job that he wanted to see me succeed.
Okay, perfect. Very good. I would give him a call very quick. Stay right here.
No, I wouldn't call Papa Murphy. He got in a car accident and died last week and lost his voice.
Hello, I am Farhood from Fresh Mart. I am calling in regards to an applicant who has used you as a reference on his application.
Okay. Well, who is it?
His name is Junior.
What? Junior! Holy broken nose! Stuck his hand, motherfucker! He's trying to use me as a reference! Oh, hell no! That nigga owe me money! He can't use me as a fucking shit! Until he pays me back! He's been running the goddamn boxes every single time he gets paid! So you should be putting my damn name on that damn paycheck every single time! Papa Murphy! P-A-P-A-Murphy, bitch!
Okay, perfect. We will do that. Thank you so very much. He said that we could hire you, okay?
What? He said that?
Yes.
What? He must have actually gotten a car accident and bumped his head because there's no way in hell. Okay, well, if he said he could hire me, did I get the job?
Yes, of course you have the job.
Well, when can I start?
You can start right now, okay? Come here.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a job. I can start making money, provide for my family, kick the Mexican out of my house.
Hey, man. Just these pastos.
Okay.
You gotta crank it by hand.
Yeah, that's cheap Indian shit. Okay, that'll be $3, I guess.
All I have is 90.
I said it was $3.
I know, but I only have 90.
Well, I see there's 3 10s and 3 20s. You can just give me 1 10.
I can't. They're all glued together. See, I had glue in my pocket, and all the bills got glued together.
Well, we can't accept money that's been glued together.
But that's legal tender. You have to take that.
I don't even have 87 ones.
Well, how am I going to get my pastos?
Well, I guess you're not going to get your pastos unless you have a credit card.
Well, I don't have a credit card. I just have glued cash. Wait. Aren't you the garbage man I punched in the face who cried like a little bitch?
Wait, aren't you the guy that's not about to get his can of pastos?
Whatever, man. I don't even need my pastos. Let's take my glued money elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you're not welcome here. Your kind's not welcome here.
Junior, did you just tell a customer he's kind or not welcome here?
Yeah, because he walked in here talking about some bullshit saying Indians are stinky, so I was just defending you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dean. You know what? You are so for deserving a raise in 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, I am deserving of a raise. I'm doing a really good job over here. But I would say the register is low on money. There's only a few ones in there.
Okay, you just need to have more customers for more money in the register, okay?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because if we don't have any change to give back, then we'll lose a lot of customers.
Yes, but if you have more customers, they give you more money to put in the register, okay? You just need more customers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good luck.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, Corbin, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, come on, Sally. It's just an Indian lady that works here. She's not going to ID us. Plus, if she does, I'll just think.
Oh, you're right. That always works. Excuse me, ma'am. We'd like to buy these beers. Oh, shit, it's my dad.
Sally, you're trying to buy beer and Corbin Blue.
We're 21. 21. We don't have our IDs because they're in the car. Don't ask for them. We park very far. We park very far.
Get out of here, you guys can't buy beer. You're not 21. I know you're not 21. And Sally, if you're going to steal those beers, put them in my fridge. This job is so boring. We barely have any customers. Ooh, I didn't know we sold scratch-offs. Might as well do it while I'm on the job. Get me out of this shithole.
Junior, I'm coming for tell you that I have mailed out your first paycheck, okay? I just want to make sure that I got the name on the check correct, okay?
Okay.
I put P-A P.A. Murphy, okay?
Wait, no, that's not my name. That's Papa Murphy. Why would you write the check to Papa Murphy?
Because when I do the call for the reference, he tell me you owe him very much money, okay?
What, so you don't give him my money? I don't owe that motherfucker money. Wait a minute, what's... Fart Hoot! I just won $1 million!
Fart Hoot, and did you pay for that?
You take it out of my paycheck! I just won $1 million!
Okay.
Oh, delicioso! Tres leches!
Hey, cerveza, how about that one, Step Pops?
You think we have time for a microwave quickie like hoppy, 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 simpapilla?
God, you're making my chalupa moist, baby.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, who's calling? Oh, shit, it's the Monopoly Man. I just passed go, bitch.
Oh, my God, Jay, where did you get all that damn money?
Let's just say Uncle Sam said he picked me to cash his checks. Beep.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying I'm glad I live in a country where I can win the lottery, baby!
There's no way in hell you won the lottery, Junior. You can't even afford a ticket.
I was at this Indian grocery store, and I said, give me one of them tickets. I'm feeling lucky. I scratched it, and God said, you're my favorite, baby!
Oh, my God! We're rich! We're really, really rich!
We're rich.
Okay, what's with all this we're? No, there is no we. There is no we're. There's only me. I'm rich. I'm the one with the paper. I'm the one with the money. I'm not picking any of you guys to have my money.
Stop being selfish, Junior. We are rich. We are a family. Yes, we won the lottery. You got to spend it with us.
Actually, the only person I have to take care of is Sally, so there's your cut. And no, I'm not dealing with you. You banged a Mexican in my house.
I only banged that Mexican to motivate you. You actually got a job because I banged that Mexican. If I didn't slide on his penis, you wouldn't actually be working right now. Wouldn't be rich. You should be thanking God that I slid on his penis.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what? You did motivate me. You motivated me to win the lottery and have millions and to leave your fucking ass. You're cheating, stupid fucking ass. I might keep the Mexican to clean my toilets, but no. You know what? You and Frito-Lay are gone.
No. No, you're supposed to be in love with me because I love you forever.
You don't love me forever. You didn't love me when you were sliding on his Taco Bell chalupa.
I did. I was still thinking of you even though I was on top of him.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. You're just a fucking slut. You know what? There's going to be a lot of changes around here. A lot of single, hot, sexy women just jumping on me. They'll jump on my chalupa.
No!
Then you know what? I'm going to go outside because I think I rubbed a lamp. And there's a genie outside! Beep!
What?
Okay, genie, I'm ready for my 3 wishes!
Ah! Oh my God, you're so hot.
And rich.
Yeah, I'm definitely the last one. So, this is a 4-seater car. So tell me why there's so many Benjamin Franklins!
Ah! Whoop!
It's the sound of the balloon!
Sir, are you drinking and driving?
What? No, this car is parked. I am drinking, but me and these girls are about to have a human centipede, and I was going to be in the middle. And the one in the back is not going to be very happy because I don't wipe so well. When you're wiping with hundreds!
Sir, I'm going to need you to get out of the vehicle.
You want to join this centipede?
No, especially after what I just heard.
Oh, no, you don't have to be in the bag. You can be in the front. I mean, well, how do you wipe? Do you use money, too?
No.
Well, you use wet wipes? If you use wet wipes, you can be in front of me.
You know what? I'm going to perform a sobriety test. Say your ABCs.
Oh, if you do the human centipede and you're in front of me, you'll feel the ABCs. A, B, C.
Please stop it.
Oh, listen, baby. How much money for you to strip search yourself?
No, you're under arrest.
For what?
For driving drunk.
I was not driving. The car was in park. Ladies, did this car ever move?
No, this car never moved.
Oh, I mean, it's about to move. It's about to go
get
back
out of the car. You're getting a DUI.
What? Oh, you want a DEI? Trump banned DEI.
No, a DUI.
Oh, a DUI. You want my D? You want my D? A D for you? For my?
No.
A DUI?
DWI.
DWI. Driving while insanely rich?
Get up against the car. You're under arrest.
Oh, shit. I like where this is going. Turn your body cam on. This is police sexuality, brutality. Baby, yeah, keep going.
Junior, stop it. You're being weird.
No, seriously. For the playtime, you should totally do it. You should go crazy.
No, Junior, we're done. You made it weird. I'm leaving.
I made it weird. No! I thought you... Oh, wow, Penelope. Way to ruin playtime. Oh, you guys are leaving too... Oh, well, you're the one who made it weird. It was not weird until you made it weird. God, darn it. Well, I'm going to be rich in the next one.
All right, Cross Pudding, you're going to write
write a 250-word essay on the first person to milk a cow. Like, why would the guy walk up to the cow and grab the cow's udder and whack it off until the white stuff came out and then drink it? And also, what made him leave it out in the sun and let it get all moldy and everything and then eat it as cheese? But anyway, y'all write an essay on that.
Hey, wait a minute. What did make someone go milk a cow and drink the white stuff for the first time?
Must have been my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, guys, before we start our essay, you want any peanuts?
Oh, peanuts? Yeah, sign me up. I want some.
No, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm fine.
Hey, Penelope, you want any peanuts?
No, Junior. You shouldn't eat those in class. They're messy.
Hey, how about some peanuts?
Ugh! Ooh, that boy's savage.
All right, Kraft, while you write your essay, I'm going to eat my grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I don't get the fried one because they fry it in peanut oil, and I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. And, Junior, I see you eating peanuts in class. Don't you let those things get near me.
Don't worry, teacher. I won't let the peanuts get near you. I believe a guy milked a cow for the first time because he bought a wedding ring for his wife, and this cow's udder was the same size as his wife's finger, and he wanted to see if the ring would fit. So he put the ring on the udder, and it got stuck, and he started yanking on the ring to get the ring off the udder, and the udder squirted milk in his mouth, and he said, that's yummy.
Grass! Grass, get the school nurse! There's a peanut on my sandwich!
Oh my god, the teacher's having an allergic reaction! Nurse!
Nurse! Nurse!
Nurse!
Did somebody call the nurse?
Woo!
Yeah, it's the nurse. Are you okay?
A peanut!
He's allergic to peanuts! Oh my god, who put a peanut on his sandwich?
Junior, you have peanuts!
I didn't do it!
Nurse, Junior has peanuts! You tried to kill your teacher!
Screw you, Junior!
Someone call the cops!
Somebody call the cops? All right, kid, that's it. You're under arrest for trying to kill your teacher with a peanut.
It wasn't me!
Says the kid with peanuts on his desk. Tell it to the judge, bucko. Come on.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boober. Today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is being accused of trying to kill his teacher by throwing a peanut onto his teacher's sandwich after his teacher explicitly said he was allergic to peanuts. Is this true, Chew? True, Chew? True, Chew? Is this true, Mr. Chew?
That is correct. He tried to kill me.
I didn't try to kill him. It was someone else.
You had a bag of peanuts on your desk, so you had to be the one that threw it.
It wasn't me.
Ah, yes, the Shaggy defense. She got me on the counter. It wasn't me. Well, Mr. Junior, you're not the first kid to try to kill their teacher, and you certainly won't be the last. But if I let you go now, you might try to kill him again. So I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to death by electric chair! Tonight! Bye. See you later.
Electric chair!
Come on, dead boy. Or soon-to-be dead boy. Get in there, you!
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah, it sucks, but you did the crime. Okay, so you do get a last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So we'll be back in a few minutes to take your order. Would you like a drink while you wait, or maybe some breadsticks, Caesar salad?
I'm too sad to eat.
Okay. That's the visitor doorbell? We put a doorbell in so that the death row inmates know when they have visitors. We made it sound like a home doorbell, because death row inmates are never going home, because they're going to die. Oh!
I'll get it. Hey, Junior.
Hey, guys.
Aw, dude, I heard you're dying tonight. That sucks. Well, say hi to my dad when you get to hell.
How do you know I'm going to hell?
I just had that feeling, dude.
Well, Joseph, Junior's not dying tonight because we're going to get him out of here.
You're going to break me out of jail?
No, we're not going to jail for you, but we are going to prove your innocence.
How do you know I'm innocent?
Well, because if you had actually thrown that peanut, you would have said, hey, guys, look what I'm about to do before you did it because you like to show off.
Yeah, you like to glow, dude.
You're right. If I would have threw that peanut, I would have told you guys I was going to do it first.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who threw that peanut, but me and Joseph are going to find out. In the meantime, you need to buy time.
How am I going
to
buy time, Cody? They're going to kill me tonight.
But before they execute you, they have to give you your last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So just make sure you ask for something impossible for them to get, like something that could take days or even weeks for them to get, so they have to postpone your execution.
Will that really work?
Yeah, it's your last meal. They have to give you whatever you want.
Okay, I'll ask for something really hard to get.
Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's go find out who threw that peanut.
Okay, I gotta order something really hard.
Hey there, welcome to Applebee's. How can I take your order? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Death Row. How can I take your order? Sorry, I haven't been a server since I worked at Applebee's. What do you want?
So I can literally order whatever I want.
Yeah, literally whatever you want and as much as you want, too. I mean, we can do crazy stuff. Like John Wayne Gacy, that crazy guy who dressed up like a clown and ate kids. He ordered a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, French fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And then this other guy, James Edward Smith, he wanted a lump of dirt. So we can do pretty much anything.
Okay, so I want you to go to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Mount Everest.
Yeah. And I want you to find a bald eagle's nest.
Bald eagle, okay.
And steal an egg and cook it sunny side up.
Sunny side up, good choice, good choice.
I want you to go to the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah.
And kidnap a bunch of baby octopuses.
Ooh, okay, baby octopuses.
And I want you to get a Papa John's pizza, a pepperoni one, and I want you to take the pepperonis off and put the octopuses on the pizza.
Oh, okay, octopus pizza.
And I want Papa John to say a racial slur at the pizza.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard.
And then I want you to go to the Sahara Desert and find a blue cactus.
Blue cactus,
yeah. I want to eat that.
Okay.
I want two Big Macs, but I want the Big Macs from somewhere where they worship cows.
Well, like India?
Yeah, yeah. Get a cow from India. The most worshipped cow in India.
Okay, most worshipped cow in India.
Yeah, I want that. I want that how you make the meat from the Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
I want a 2-month expired can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee.
Does it have to be 2 months?
Has to be 2 months expired.
Okay, got it. 2 month old expired ravioli.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays.
I still want it.
Okay, you got it. Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Anything to drink with that?
I want you to go to Tatooine and go to McDonald's and get blue milk.
Okay, blue milk from Tatooine.
Uh-huh. I want George Lucas to taste test it for me.
Tasted by George Lucas. Got it. And anything for dessert?
The crust of Pop-Tarts.
Just the crust?
I only like the crust.
Oh, me too. Okay, so I'll go get all this stuff, but it might take a little while, so your execution might not be tonight. Sorry about the inconvenience, but I'll get this going, and you just sit tight, okay?
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Let's look around the classroom and see if we can find any clues that prove Junior's innocent.
Okay, dude. Gotta find some evidence. Let me check Bully's desk. What a silly drawing. Oh, I gotta find some evidence!
Oh my god, Joseph, look!
What's up, dude?
There's a security camera of the classroom. It shows Bully grabbing a peanut off Junior's desk and throwing it at the teacher. I'll record it with my phone and show it to the cops. Come on, let's go!
Cody, where are you?
Order up!
What, you actually got all the food?
Hell yeah, I did. This is your last meal. Okay, so this is your sunny side up bald eagle egg from the top of Mount Everest. This is your blue milk from the McDonald's on Tatooine. This is your blue cactus from the Sahara Desert. These are your Big Macs from India. This is your 2-month-old expired Chef Boyardee ravioli. This is your Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And this is your baby octopus pizza that Papa John's himself personally yelled a racial slur at. He even yelled a racial slur at the garlic sauce. I didn't even want him to. He actually wouldn't stop yelling racial slurs. He speaks entirely in racial slurs now. Oh, and also, this is your Pop-Tart crust.
How did you get all this?
Oh, it was not easy. Let me tell you the story. So I hopped on a nonstop flight to Nepal, because that's where Mount Everest is, and then I hired a Sherpa to take me up to the top of the mountain. But about halfway up Mount Everest, my Sherpa died, so I had to make the rest of the hike on my own. But when I got to the top of Mount Everest, I saw a bald eagle's nest, and I thought, wow, this is going to be easy. So I grabbed one of the eggs, and then all of a sudden this eagle swooped down and punched me right in the face. Like, he punched me. Like, he didn't scratch me. He balled up his talons and punched me in the face. So I started throwing haymakers. I started punching him in his face. And then the eagle held me down and started pecking at my eyes, and then he threw me off the top of Mount Everest, and I fell all the way back down to the bottom. But I still had the egg in my hand, so I got that. So then I hopped on another nonstop flight to Guam, and then from there I took a submarine out into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and I saw a family of octopi. So then I wrote free candy on the side of my submarine, because even octopus kids can't resist free candy. So then when they came up, I kidnapped the baby octopuses, and the octopus mom and dad, they were so upset, they were screaming an octopus. I mean, I don't speak octopus, but they seemed very upset. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to Italy, and I went over to Papa John's house so he could cook me up a pizza. So he answered the door, and he called me a racial slur, because I guess that's just how he says hello. So then he cooked up the pizza with the octopi on it, and then he called the pizza a racial slur, and then he called me a racial slur. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight to North Africa, which is where the Sahara Desert is, and then I rented a camel, and then wandered out into the middle of the Sahara Desert, and then my camel died of dehydration, so I lost the deposit on the camel. So I just kind of wandered around the Sahara Desert for a while, you know, and I was dehydrated, so I was hallucinating, and I was starting to see things, and I saw a mirage, or I thought it was a mirage, but it turned out it was an actual blue cactus. So I took it, and then I blacked out from dehydration. So then I woke up in a pyramid hospital, and I said, well, thank you for saving my life, and then I hopped on another nonstop flight to India. I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on this trip. So then when I got to India, I saw a bunch of people gathered around worshiping a cow, and then I said, hey, I gotta take this cow to the vet because I think he has mad cow disease, but really I just took it out back and I shot it and I butchered it for the meat and then I came out with two Big Macs. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to NASA and then I had them send me on a rocket to Tatooine. But then when I got to Tatooine, I got robbed by some Jawas and they were all like, "Ootini!" And then when I was in Mos Eisley, I found the McDonald's there. So I went through the drive-thru and they were like, "Ootini!" And then I ordered that blue milk you wanted and they gave it to me and they said, "Ootini!" And so after I came out of the drive-thru, I saw they actually have a Chick-fil-A on Tatooine too. And it's open on Sundays because the days don't work the same there. So I went through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A and they went, "Ootini!" And I got that chicken. So then from there, I hopped on a rocket and I went back to my house and then I went into my pantry and it turns out I actually already had a 2-month-old expired can of Chef Boyardee ravioli and I had some Pop-Tarts, so I just took the crust off those.
So yeah, you should be grateful that I brought all this food to you. So bon appetit, dig in, eat the cactus. I want to see how that works.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Damn it, you pulled a Lawrence Russell Brewer on me. There was another guy who ordered a bunch of food and then when we brought it, he said he didn't even want it. Damn it, I knew you were going to do this. I was halfway up Mount Everest and I said, I bet that little bastard doesn't even touch his food. But you know what? I'm taking this egg. I fought hard for this egg. Okay, let's go to the electric chair.
Oh, actually, I do want to eat.
Okay, we'll eat the cactus.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go.
All right, Simmons, let him fry.
All right, mate, let me just turn it on.
Wait. He didn't do it. I have proof.
Show me.
Look right there. It's his other kid named Bully. He threw the peanut.
Oh, man. That's lame. I wanted to fry him. Simmons, let him go.
All right.
I'll go arrest this bully.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody, for getting proof that it wasn't me.
Yeah, no problem.
Order! Bully! It turns out you were the one who threw the peanut on your teacher's sandwich. Well, normally I would love to give you the electric chair, but... we spent too much money on giving the last kid his final meal, and now we can't afford to turn the chair on. So I suppose I have to sentence you to 100 days community service picking up trash on the freeway.
Ugh, picking up trash? I wanted the electric chair.
I know, right? I wanted to see someone fry. This is dumb. I hate this stupid job.
Today is the last day of school before Christmas break, so we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work?
Aw, hell yeah, dude!
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody wanted to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes.
Yeah, you flippin' nerd.
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody. You frickin' fricker. I want to frick your mom. So, Penelope, what do you want to do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry.
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You made my nigga Rich Rich? What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yeah.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say, "I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon."
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you. Because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you. It's like an investment. Ugh, that's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these hairy poop-on necklaces.
Ah, Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln?
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we just guess it now?
Look, let's just go back to the hairy poop-on. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you going to do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch, and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know. This doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating, because you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong. She really was into me. She saw my wiener imprint in my pants, and she liked it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal. Mm-hmm.
Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs, you know, we're just trying to get our next bone.
Oh!
Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Oh, dude! Dude, I know the perfect guy! My homeboy Stanley! Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player made ass nigga. Look, we went to a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me. Hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. Has sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk of available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Cause he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm gonna go and get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just gonna be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy! Man, he stay on the prowl! He can't be stopped!
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Timothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me, so I want you to go up to her and ask for her number, and if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so, Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, I got you, bro.
I'm gonna call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend, Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I gotta go use the bathroom. I'm gonna leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So, how's it going?
Good, just hanging out.
All right, I only have a shirt on.
Wait, do you have a mustache?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
How old are you?
15, you should totally lift up my shirt.
How do you know Junior?
Today.
What? That doesn't answer my question.
You're really pretty. Can I get your number?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
She must have put up some sort of dumb bitch force field that prevents me from getting her number.
I can hear you.
Time to go to Plan B. Do you like oranges?
Yeah.
My balls are the size of oranges. You should totally squeeze them.
Okay, you need to leave.
Well, I got 7 other women that would totally be happy to squeeze them. And 5 of their hands are on my shirt right now.
Great, well, go call them. Go.
You know what? I think I might.
Ugh, weirdo!
So, Penelope, when Stanley asked for your number, what'd you say?
I told him no, but Junior, how did you know he was gonna ask for my number?
I didn't. Guys, you can come out now!
Why are your friends hiding behind the couch?
We were playing hide and seek, I just gave up. So, Cody, when Stanley asked Penelope for her number, what'd she say?
Well, she said no.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
Not exactly.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
No.
We have to break up.
Junior, he's your friend, he should know I'm your girlfriend!
If a guy asks for your number, you're supposed to say, no, I have a boyfriend, go away!
You invited me over, and before you walked away, you asked if I would ever cheat on you right in front of him, and I said no.
Okay, go to your house. Let me think about it.
Guys,
did she seem interested when Stanley was talking to her?
No, not at all.
Yeah, something was off about her. She seemed weird. Yeah, it might have been a pH balance or something.
You said Stanley pulls hoes.
I mean, he usually does. He has like a 99% return rate on him.
Guys, I think maybe there's just something wrong about Stanley. I mean, it seems like maybe he only likes fat girls.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Well, he only mentioned fat girls, and it seems like that's the only way a guy as weird as him could get that many girls.
I ain't gonna let you talk bad about my homeboy like that.
Yeah, obviously Stanley gets hot girls because Joseph said he stole his 11 out of 10 hot girls.
Yeah, I mean, I did say she was bad, and I meant like 11 out of 10 on the fat scale. That bitch was huge. A brick house. I'm talking about bad cholesterol, goddamn. Look, any day she could eat a Debbie cake and be in the grave. I'm talking about heavy breathing, all that shit. Whew! Yeah, she was fat as hell.
Well, I guess that answers their question, Junior.
I don't think Stanley was a good enough test to see if she would cheat. We need to get a rich guy, because girls will cheat for money, so we have to get a rich guy to come up and offer her money to cheat.
Like a prostitute?
No. Like, we need a guy to come up to her and say, you're the type of girl that needs to wake up on a yacht every morning, and then boom, give her $1,000 to see if she cheats.
It doesn't seem fair to use money.
No, if she's gonna leave me over money, then I don't want to be with her at all.
Junior, it really seems like you want her to cheat on you.
Yes, I want her to cheat, because I can't afford that necklace! So let me go call Richard, you know, our rich friend.
What do you poor kids want?
Well, Richard, you have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, my name's Richard, not Portrait. I'm rich!
Okay, so I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me if you gave her money.
Well, of course she'll cheat on you if I give her money. She's a woman, she loves money.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think you should go up to her and say, hey, baby, I'll give you $1,000 if you make out with me right now.
Or I could do this, I have an even better idea. Cody, pick a number between 1 and 10,000.
Well, I gotta go with my favorite number, 5.
Okay. Alright, check your phone.
Okay, well, you just Apple paid me $5.
Oh, shit, I mean, my favorite number's 5,000, that's what I meant.
Too late.
Oh, God damn it, I didn't know money was involved, fuck!
Well, yeah, go up to her and do that.
Well, I'm not gonna just give her free money. If you want me to do it, you can give me the money and I'll do it.
I don't have any money, though.
All right, well, then no deal.
Oh, okay, I got an idea. There's this really expensive necklace that she wants, so I can go steal my dad's credit card, buy the necklace, give it to you, and you can give her the necklace and see if she would cheat on me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
But Junior...
Okay, I just got back from the Harry Poupon store. This necklace was like $3,000. My dad's going to beat me up when he sees his credit card statement. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call Penelope over. I'm going to leave her alone on the couch. And you're going to walk up to her and say, hey, I just bought you this Harry Poupon necklace. Make out with me and see what she does.
Okay.
All right. Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch. And you take this. All right, Penelope, just sit right there.
Junior, what's going on?
I have to use the bathroom. My stomach hurts.
Again?
Hey.
Hi.
I got you this necklace from Harry Poupon.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Oh my God, thank you so much. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, you want to make out?
No.
You don't want to tongue my hairy mustache?
Ew, no. Go away.
Ugh, fine. Poor.
Creep.
Okay, Penelope, I'm back. Wait a minute. Where'd you get that necklace from?
Oh my God, Junior. This weird kid with a mustache gave me this Harry Poupon necklace. And then he asked to make out with me and I told him to leave.
You accepted a necklace from another man? We're breaking up.
No, Junior. This is great because now you don't have to give me this necklace anymore.
But I got you that necklace.
No, you didn't, Junior. That creepy kid did.
No, I did. Cody, get in here!
Yeah, Junior, I was gonna warn you. If you're gonna get her the necklace, you should just give it to her yourself. Now she thinks another guy gave it to her.
Well, tell her I got it for her.
Yeah, Penelope, he bought you that necklace for the other kid to give you. This was just another test to see if you'd cheat.
What?
Well, I think you're gonna cheat on me, so I hired two guys to see if you'd cheat on me, and you didn't.
Well, I didn't, so now what?
Well, now you have the Harry Poupon necklace.
Oh my God, really, Junior? Thank you so much! I'm never, ever, ever, ever! You?
So does that mean I own her now?
No, Junior.
Oh, man, my dad sounds pissed. Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is my dad not to beat my ass.
Junior! You ran a Target on my credit card! Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass!
No, someone save me!
Ho, 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 ho!
Santa Claus! I asked Santa Claus, the only thing I wanted for Christmas was for you not to beat my ass.
Oh, man, I guess I can't do it now.
But I can. $3,000 on a necklace. I'm going to beat your ass red like my rosy cheeks.
Ah!
Beat his ass, Santa. Beat his ass.
Are you ready to record our demo for the record label so they sign Lizard Guts and we become the biggest band in the world?
Oh yeah, dude, we're gonna be the biggest band ever. Let's rock out, I got the drums ready.
Wait, we're recording it in a voice memo on your phone?
How else we record it, Cody?
Yeah, it gives it that authentic mixtape sound, dude.
Okay.
Alright, our first song for the demo is called MILF.
Ooh, nice choice of song. I love MILFs.
Yeah, it's about hot moms.
What about hot dads?
Ew.
Ew, yeah, that's gross, Cody. Oh, shut up. Alright.
Do you know you unplugged my cheese shredder?
My what?
My cheese shredder. I was shredding cheese over here.
Yeah, you were shredding cheese, but you interrupted the entire song. You couldn't hear my vocals.
Yeah, dude. I was trying to rock out to you. You couldn't even hear my drums.
Guys, I'm like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arch nemesis. I'm the fucking shredder, okay? I'm shredding more than Tony Hawk.
I know you're shredding, Cody, but you need to calm down with the shredding because this song has no shredding, okay? It's all about MILFs. No shredding. You can't hear my vocals. You're making the song all about you.
Okay, but you're the only one singing.
Yeah, dude. I got a voice, too. I want to be heard.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll agree with you on that. I guess our first song for the demo should have all of us singing, and it shouldn't be about MILFs. It should be about our rock band, Lizard Guts.
No MILFs?
Yeah. Well, the MILFs will come in a minute, but we'll get the MILFs from our first song, Lizard Guts.
Okay. I like that.
All right, so let me plug back in your shredder.
Thank you.
Your paper shredder, whatever you call it, and we'll record the next song. Okay, guys, with this song, we're going to let the world know who the fuck we are. We're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, we're Lizard Guts.
Lizard Guts!
All right.
Sound like we're fucking Lizard Guts?
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
But that's the thing. It sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
What? See, that's what I thought I heard.
Well, no. It's we're fucking Lizard Guts. The name of our band's Lizard Guts. We're telling people who the fuck we are.
Yeah, but when you said that, didn't you hear it? We're fucking Lizard Guts, how that sounds bad?
Yeah, it kind of sounds weird. You didn't hear it, dude?
I mean, now that you're pointing out that it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, but we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, it sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
No, we're not having sex with Lizard Guts. People know we're not having sex with Lizard Guts. That's gross.
Dude, we're not going to get MILFs if they think we're having sex with lizards.
Oh, okay, well, we're not having sex with lizards. No one thought we were having sex with lizards.
I don't know. You're kind of giving off the impression that we're having...
No. No one thought we were having sex with lizards until Cody brought up we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Even at the beginning of the song, you talk about taking your pants off.
Because I got Lizard Guts on my pants and I stepped on the lizard.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with the rest of the song.
Because I'm telling the origin of why we call ourselves Lizard Guts because I stepped on a lizard and guts went everywhere. I got on my pants and took them off because they went pants on my... But Lizard Guts on my pants.
I just don't think that should be part of the song.
Right. That's what I was thinking, dude. I thought we were bending over lizards.
Well, no, you never thought we were bending over lizards. You knew who we were talking about who the fuck we are, and then Cody decides to put that gross image in everyone's mind.
I just don't think we should phrase it like we're fucking lizard guts. That doesn't sound good.
Okay, so we're supposed to say we're lizard guts?
Maybe.
Okay, but it doesn't flow right. We need a word between we're and lizard guts. We're freaking lizard guts? Would that be better?
It's not very metal, no.
Okay, we're fucking lizard guts. How about this? If we just have a logo for our band showing that we're lizard guts... It doesn't show that us we're humping lizards. Nobody's going to think that.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so everyone go draw their own version of the Lizard Guts logo, and we'll take a group vote of whose drawing's the best.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'll do that. Okay, did everyone do their drawing? Mine's the best, so we're going to save mine for last.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first. It's pretty standard stuff, you know, just the word lizard guts, squishing a lizard's guts out.
That is actually really good, Jody.
Damn, that's sick.
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right, Joseph, what's yours?
I don't want to go, dude.
No, come on, Joseph. We want to see it.
Yeah, you got to show us.
No, I don't want to show mine. No.
We're all supposed to make one, and we all group vote who's the best. So let's
Cody
see yours.
Already won, Cody.
No, Cody, not win. You haven't seen mine.
I'm sure yours is good.
Yeah, let's see yours, Joseph.
All right. Here, that's mine.
Wow. Cool, buddy.
That's just... Cool.
Yeah, that's great.
See, that's why I didn't want to show y'all mine.
No. It's actually really good. Like, that's the lizard. And...
Yeah, and I like his tongue.
That's his guts.
Oh.
What?
That's not his tongue?
No, his guts were starting to come out. Lizard guts. Oh. How would it be lizard? Yeah, that would be lizard tongue.
Well, hey, he's green. That's cool.
Man, fuck y'all.
I thought that was his tongue. Like now it is bad if that's not
no,
it.
No,
it is yours.
Huh? Oh, okay, huh? You guys want to see mine?
Mine's bad.
Behold.
Okay, now, Junior, this is kind of the opposite of what we're
doing. What are you talking about? Look, his guts are coming out of his mouth. It spells lizard guts, and there's me squishing them?
Dude, no. You're humping that lizard.
Yeah, Junior, you're humping his fucking guts.
No, I'm not. I'm in a chokehold.
No.
Bro, you're penetrating it. That's doggy style.
That's lizard style.
Oh, no, guys, I have him in a chokehold. I'm squeezing the guts out of his throat. Look at that.
No, you are fucking that lizard.
I'm squeezing his anus out of his mouth.
No, guys, he is... I'm riding the lizard, not riding him.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm not. I'm a fucking lizard guts. I'm having a chokehold, and I'm squeezing his throat, and his guts are coming out spelling lizard guts.
I mean, I like the words. I just don't like how you're getting them out by, like, fucking them.
I'm not fucking them, Cody. I'm not doing that. This is not... Okay, what else? Well, how would you do it? How would you have done it?
Oh, well, I would just have, like, a giant foot crushing him, because that's what you said in the story, right? You crushed him?
Yeah.
I am crushing him with my body weight.
You stomped on him, right?
With your penis. Not bad.
What? I think you should be stomping on it, if anything.
Okay, fuck. I'll change it. Okay, guys, I fixed it. Big old foot crushing a lizard.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Big ass foot. Ooh, you know I like feet, bro. Wait. Is that a dude's foot? Ew, why didn't you put a girl's foot? You know, a pedicure one.
Oh, well, this was supposed to be my foot, but now you're saying, oh my god, I should have done Margot Robbie's foot.
Oh, dude,
that
yes.
would have been so hot with the toes, guys, the pink toes.
I feel like you guys are missing the point.
What? No, we need feet on the poster. People love feet.
No, Joseph, he's right. We're missing the point. The whole point is we're supposed to have a cool drawing for our band, and that was my foot crushing the lizard, and his guts are coming out spilling the name of the band. So let's vote who had the best drawing. Mine, Cody's. Or Joseph's.
I mean, obviously, I like mine.
I like the feet.
Yeah, I like mine, too. So you're outvoted 2-1. We're going mine.
Okay, I guess we'll use that one.
You're not going to fight for your drawing, Cody?
No, I'm outvoted, and you're not fucking it anymore.
What? I was never fucking it, Cody. I was had it in a chokehold, and then his guts were coming out spelling the name. I had him in a chokehold.
Dude, all we needed is a leash and some baby oil. You would definitely be at a freak off.
You guys are just upset because I didn't add you. If I would have added all three of us, would you have been happy?
No, I don't want to be part of a lizard train.
Lizard train.
Yeah, it's not our band.
Well, we're not running a train. I hate you guys. You guys are stupid. But look, we're going with my drawing. And while we were doing our drawings, I emailed the little snippet sample of the song to a record label, and they actually said they liked the song. And they said they wanted to come over and speak to us because they have some questions about our morals.
No.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, we get rich.
That must be him. All right, guys. Hey, Joseph, grab the drawing, and let's go talk to the guy.
Okay, dude.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this where I can find the band Lizard Guts?
Yeah, you're looking right at him, and we're ready to negotiate, so come on in.
Well, we're not quite there yet, but I'll come in and ask you a few questions.
All right, come on.
Well, boys, I heard the song you sent me, and I have a few questions.
Are you wondering how we shred so much?
That's me shredding.
No, it's not that. I'm just wondering if you...
How much money we want for our first contract?
Because we want 7 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
In American money.
No, that's not it. I was wondering if you boys, fuck lizards guts.
What? No, we do not.
Well, in the song, well, I'll just play it.
We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking...
Do you hear that? You said you're fucking lizards guts, and then in the background you say, we're fucking.
See, I told you, people gonna think we have sex with lizards.
We do not have sex with lizards. When I'm saying we're fucking lizard guts, I'm saying we are fucking lizard guts.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Well, no, our band name is Lizard Guts, and I'm telling people who the fuck we are. It's like if SpongeBob said, I'm SpongeBob fucking square pants.
Yeah, it would sound like he was fucking square pants.
No.
You're confusing people, dude.
Oh, Lizard Guts. Our band is called Lizard Guts. And Joseph, show him the drawing. Oh. This drawing will clear any confusion. Yeah. Joseph, the drawing.
Yeah. This drawing is definitely going to clear it up.
Well, it certainly clears it up. You're humping that lizard's guts out.
Wait, Joseph, you grabbed the wrong drawing?
Dude, my bad. I got confused. I didn't mean to grab that one.
It's supposed to be a foot.
You're fucking a foot?
No, a foot is supposed to be smashing the lizard. I'm not supposed to be choking it. I mean, it's in a chokehold, by the way. I'm not humping it.
He's definitely not penetrating it. He wouldn't do that.
I have clothes on. How can it be penetrating? Listen, it's supposed to be a foot crushing the lizard with his guts coming out. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne did bite a bat's head off on stage, so I suppose if you boys fucked a lizard, that could sell tickets.
We're not trying to fuck lizards on stage. That's gross. People aren't going to want to listen to us if we do that.
I think they might be expecting it after that song, but hey, I'll tell you what. I hit this iguana with my car on the way here. If you boys just take turns on it, I'll get a preview of what the show will be like.
We're not going to bang a lizard. Joseph, you bang a lizard?
What the? No, I'm not banging a lizard. I want to bang Mills, not lizard.
Cody, will you bang a lizard?
I'm not banging that lizard.
Okay. I will attempt to bang it. I don't know how you...
Dude. Really?
I don't think so, kid. This isn't going to work. I don't think people are going to want to see this. It's just gross.
Well, look, can you sign us?
Have some self-respect, Junior.
Yeah, damn, they got a little dignity. Come on, what's wrong with you? Jesus. Get off the fucking lizard!
Alright, class, this upcoming week is spring break! Woo! And I'm going down to Miami to see girls pull their hoo-hoos out. And I'm going to motorboat them, too, like goddamn Captain Crunch. So we're going to go around the room, and everyone's going to tell me what they're going to be doing for spring break. Starting with you, Penelope.
My dad's taking me to Atlanta for spring break to see the Coca-Cola Museum again.
Aw, you have a dad that actually cares and want to spend time with you. Boo-hoo. I'm going to be all alone for spring break because I don't have a family.
Oh, I'm doing nothing for spring break because my dad says we're poor.
Ahem, I think you guys are going to want to hear this. My parents are taking me to Disneyland.
Okay.
In Japan.
Japan?
Money? Yep, Japan. We bombed the shit out of them. Maybe you've heard of it.
What, they have Disney in Japan?
They have Disney all over the place, Junior.
Dude, why would you go all the way to Japan and go to Disneyland when we have a Disney World here in Florida where we live? That's so stupid. White people in there wasting money have it.
Oh, Cody, please, can I go to Japan with you guys?
Junior, it's kind of a crazy ask to tag along on a trip like that.
Oh, come on, I promise. I won't make any noise. I won't bother anyone. I just really want to go to Japan. I want to go to Super Marvin World.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, too, but... Junior, I don't know. My parents don't really like me having friends. They want it to just be a family trip.
Oh, come on. Can you at least ask? No, it won't hurt to ask.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll ask if you can come over for dinner, and then we can ask them then. But you have to be on your best behavior and make a good impression. And if they're in a good mood, then we can ask if you can come on the trip.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
But is your dad even going to let you go to Japan?
Oh, my dad will definitely let me go to Japan. I'll ask, my promise.
Okay, but we leave tomorrow, so tonight's our only chance to ask.
Okay, I will ask my dad, and you will let me know if I can go to dinner.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want, Junior? You better not be asking to go anywhere for spring break. You already know I spent all my money on this astronaut helmet used in the first moon landing and signed by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
I know, Dad. You won't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So what the hell do you want, and why are you bothering me?
Well, Dad, since you're not taking me anywhere for spring break...
Right. You're smart.
I was wondering if maybe I could go with my friend and his family to Japan.
To Japan? What the hell is wrong with you? No, you can't go to Japan. Do you know what's right next to Japan? North fucking Korea. And what are you going to do if they start bombing shit?
What, North Korea's not going to bomb Japan, Dad.
Look, those missiles can't hit the U.S., but it can definitely hit Tokyo, and Goku can't save your ass.
That would never happen, Dad. It can't happen.
Look, the Titanic wasn't supposed to sink, and now that motherfucker sunk, and it's under the damn water.
I know, Dad, but that was a ship, and it hit an iceberg.
Look, you can't go to Japan, okay? You better be in this damn house, depressed as hell, sad as fuck, and you better not leave your room. You got me?
Okay, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Come back. Kiss that damn helmet.
I hate kissing.
Yeah, show some respect.
So, why your ass so sad? I know. Your daddy told me the dumbass question you asked him. Boy, yo ass goofy as hell for that. Like, why did you even ask? It's not like your dad notices you're there anyway or that you exist. I would have been in Japan right now partying it up with my friends, eating all types of ramen and wagyu and konnichiwa and to all types of Asian women. But nope, your ass is in bed, sad as hell. And guess what? Your daddy paid me fucking $10 to keep an eye on your sad ass. So all I gotta do is walk upstairs, make sure you crying about once or twice a day. Oh, I can't go nowhere, I can't connect you with nobody. And then walk back downstairs, then I get paid and just relax. sucks to be you. Just try not to cry too much on the damn bed. Here's an apple, sad boy.
Try not to feel too bad, Junior. There's always next spring break.
Goofy ass, whiny ass, sad ass, boo-hoo, crybaby ass, boy.
Hey, Junior. I feel really bad for not taking you anywhere for spring break. You can go to Japan with your friends.
Really, Dad?
Nah, just me, nigga.
I hate you, Chef BB. I hate you. God, I hate my life.
My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, good news, Junior. My parents said you can come over for dinner, but you have to be on your best behavior if you want any chance of going to Japan. No making fat jokes about my mom.
I can't go to Japan. My dad already said no.
Oh, well, you can still come to dinner, though, right?
No, because my dad said I can't leave my room for a week.
What, Junior, now you have to come to dinner. My parents are going to think I was lying, and I might not be able to go to Japan.
Why?
Because lying's a big no-no in my house, Junior, so you better get your ass over here.
Well, I can't leave the room because Chef Pee Pee is supposed to watch me. My dad's paying Chef Pee Pee to make sure I don't leave my room.
Junior, it doesn't matter. Even if Chef Pee Pee notices you're missing, he's not going to tell your dad or he might get in trouble.
Wait a minute, you're right. If I leave, Chef Pee Pee's not going to tell my dad I left because then Chef Pee Pee will get in trouble. Wait a minute, that means I can still possibly go to Japan. Because if I just leave for the week, Chef Pee Pee's not going to tell my dad I'm gone for a week. You know what? Yeah, I'm coming to the dinner. I'm going to be on my best behavior, and I'm going to Japan with you. Okay, Cody?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, I'm going to sneak out my window, and I'm going to leave my phone.
A special delivery for one, Mr. Whiny-Ass Crybaby Boy.
You got a sign for your Kleenexes, crabby ass.
Whoever ordered this did same day delivery. They must really care so you won't get all your tears in your damn pillows and stuff. Wait, Julia? Where the hell are you? Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to play hide and seek, aren't you? That's too much fun. Your ass is supposed to be sad. All right, cry a little bit so I can find you. Or do Marco cry, baby. Marco! Grab it! Cry, baby! Fuck it. I found your phone, Junior! I guess I'm gonna take it! Wait, Cody?
Hello?
Wait, Cody, why are you on the phone?
Shit, pee-pee. Oh, I guess I forgot to hang up.
Wait, where's Junior?
Oh, he came over to my house so he can go to Japan with me.
What the fuck? Japan? No, he's not going to Japan! You better tell him that his dad's gonna ground him!
Well, he would if he found out, but you're not gonna tell him or else you're gonna get in trouble.
Ooh, you smart-ass bastard. Oh, you know what? You better tell him I'm coming over there to drag his ass back in his bed so he can be sad all damn day and be depressed. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I'm coming for your ass, Julia!
There you go. Does anybody want some more sauerkraut?
Ooh, me, baby. One more scoop will get me hard.
Clear your plate first.
Oh, watch me clear this damn plate.
Well, Cody's friend, we're happy to have you over for dinner.
Yeah, but we don't waste no food over here, so you better eat every bite on that damn plate.
It smells like shit. I mean, I don't know what this is.
It's sauerkraut.
America's favorite meal. See, it's good for your intestines and your asshole, especially your sphincter, so it's not too tight.
I've never had sauerkraut.
Are you serious, boy? Are you poor?
You've never had sauerkraut?
No, I've never had it.
Have you even lived if you haven't had sauerkraut?
Right! Look, the first bite is pretty damn disgusting. The second bite is egregious, but you learn to taste it and enjoy it.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah! See, when you gag, that's how I know you like it.
First time crowd, is it, am I right?
Right?
I'm not gonna eat any of this.
What the hell did you just say? My baby did not slave in the damn kitchen for you to not eat that food.
Junior, eat the fucking crowd if you want to go to Japan.
I'm just joking. I love it. I loved it so much. April Fool's.
Hilarious. I like him.
I always do April Fool's a week after two.
Yeah, that's how a pregnancy test works too.
Okay, I'll try to eat as much as I can.
Yeah, take another bite, boy.
So I have to eat all of it?
Oh, clear your whole plate. We got plenty more.
Yeah. I love me some kraut, goddammit. Ooh, baby, I am stuffed. I'm about to pop like a sauerkraut balloon.
It was good. Yeah, did yourself, Mom. It's some good kraut. Oh, how you doing, Cody's friend?
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Hell yeah, that's the spirit. That's what good crap will do to your ass.
So 1 second.
Oh, baby, you know I want some seconds. Go ahead and crap my ass up.
Now, Tyrone, don't be rude. We have a guest, so we should serve him first.
No, I want first. You know the top crap is the best.
Okay, how many scoops do you want?
I'm too full. I don't want any more crap.
Oh, don't be silly. You can always have more crap. Just tell me when to stop.
Stop. Stop.
Look at him being funny again. Goddamn comedian.
No, stop, please.
Right, white Kevin Hart.
Funny.
Dear God.
The more he says it, the funnier it gets. Just remember, you gotta eat all of that.
Stop! Yeah. Fucking stop!
Nah, baby, you know I'm gonna get jealous. Don't give him all the good stuff.
You're right. I'm gonna have to cut you off there, you little pig.
Okay, cut me off.
He's so silly.
You silly as hell for thinking you can outcrop me. I'm the top crowder, nigga. The master crowder. I ain't been in this crowd life. You a rookie in this shit.
It's true. He's won 2 sauerkraut eating contests.
Mm-hmm. And threw up right afterwards like a real pro would.
Yes, sir.
You okay? You just ate the damn crap.
I'm trying, I can't hear
you. He just loves it so much.
Yeah, it's good as hell.
Is there any way I can put this in a to-go box and bring it to Tokyo?
What the fuck are you talking about? Mom, you said that we could go to Disneyland in Japan? Oh, Cody, you know I was tripping balls on acid when I said that. You know not to listen to me when I'm tripping balls on acid.
Come on, Cody. We said we were going to rent Disney movies and watch Toy Story in Japanese to see if they had slant eyes.
Wait, so y'all aren't going to Tokyo to go to Disneyland for spring break?
No, we could never afford that.
I mean, I invented the scrub, nigga, but damn, that's an expensive trip. Eat the damn crap, boy. You're wasting it.
Oh, I can't believe that stupid brat thought he was going to get me in trouble, Chef Pee-Pee. Oh, hell nah. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hello?
Yes, is there an orange-haired brat here with horns?
Oh, yeah, he's eating all our sauerkraut.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's like a little garbage disposal for sauerkraut. A little sauerkraut monster. I remember when I was 15.
Well, we don't have time for your damn story. Where's that orange-haired brat?
Cody's friend. There's a chef here.
Chef Baby! You're here. Thank God. Fucking save me. Get me the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with you?
You're too fucking disgusting. But throw the fuck up, please. I'm gonna die.
Well, you're talking to that vet.
Get me out of here.
Hey, it's really rude to just eat all our sauerkraut and leave like that without saying thank you. You're not welcome here anymore.
Cody, your friend was very rude. He ate a whole plate of kraut and then he just left without saying thank you.
Wow, so fucking rude. I thought we were family. Look, he made me laugh too.
Cody, because you brought him over here, you don't get any kraut for a week.
Oh, but Mom, I love my kraut.
Shit, more kraut for me.
Get in that bed, boy. How dare you try to get me in trouble by sneaking out of the house?
I'm sorry, Chef. Maybe I learned my lesson. They made me eat so much awful shit and so much I'm going to throw up.
Really? What did they make you eat?
Sauerkraut.
Wow. That sounds so depressing, Julia. I'm sorry. Well, let me go and get something to get that taste out of your mouth.
Please, anything you cook will be better than what they had.
Here you go, fuck boy. Chow down.
Being the devil is so boring.
Hey, boss, we got another murder in today. Where do you want to put it?
Just put them with the others.
Okay.
Ugh, this sucks. Nobody ever wants to talk to me or hang out. Ooh, what is this? Hello, this is hell.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
No, this is hell. There is nothing cold here.
We better go catch it!
Catch what?
Your refrigerator.
I just told you I don't have one. Stupid. Yo, doing prank calls will get you a first-class ticket to hell.
Hey, can I speak to my mom?
No.
Hey, something came in the mail today.
Billy, I swear to God, if you say these nuts, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, it was a bunch of letters.
What, letters? Who could be writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, give me toys, get me gum. I want a basketball too. Please give me what I asked for. P.S. a Spider-Man. Thank you, Patrick. Why is this child writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, my Christmas list. My Little Pony Princess Playset Rainbow Dash. Okay, well, Rainbow Dash is not a princess. Dear Satan, I was a good boy this year. Bestest boy ever, ever, ever. I don't give a shit. Why are these children writing to me?
Well, maybe they meant to spell Santa, but they spelt Satan.
Oh, now I'm sad. I thought I had friends.
Well, I'm your friend.
Wait a minute. What if I deliver toys to these kids?
Well, that wouldn't be very evil of you.
Well, it is Christmas time, and even the devil has a soft side.
Well, I mean, if that's really what you want to do.
Yes, I'll do it. I'm going to become Satan Claus. Get my sleigh ready. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna poof. Let's see. Let's see. Dear Satan, he wants Cheerios, pencils, pogo stick, new diaper, new helmet, fishy, and get rid of green beans. Love, Jeffy.
Did you say Jeffy?
No! Go back to cleaning the bathrooms!
Okay.
Now that Jesus' birthday is over, we can focus on New Year's.
Hallelujah. What's your New Year's resolution, Hank?
To stop sleeping with all the babysitters.
Good boy.
What about yours, honey?
Give up smoking.
Wait, you're smoking again?
Ever since I caught you with the babysitter.
Oh, makes sense.
Mother, father, may I please listen to the radio?
Timmy, have you done your voice lessons?
I did.
Let me hear it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
What's your name?
His name is my name, too.
You hold that shit, Timmy. $800 a week, you better hold that shit.
Use your diaphragm, honey.
You're flat. You're flat. Stop. Shut the fuck up, Timmy.
Play. I'm here to deliver presents.
I'm the fucking devil.
Get the cross, honey.
Oh,
the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
I'm not bad today. I just want to give you this train book.
Be gone, Satan!
What the fuck? Okay, fine. You don't get your book.
Honey, go get the bath.
I'm on it.
The bath. Why do you need... Ow! Okay, asshole. I'm leaving.
Get out of here.
Ugh.
So, how'd it go?
Shitty. I got hit with a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? But why?
They didn't like me because I was the devil. They didn't even care that I had presents.
See, this is why you just need to be evil.
It is much easier. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
No.
What about Mrs.
No?
Is Walt Jr. there?
There are no walls here.
Then how does the roof stay up?
This is hell. There is no roof. Ugh, fuck that kid. But yes, I want to do something nice for the children, but not him.
So, why don't you just dress up like Santa and pretend to be him? That way, they can't tell that you're the devil.
Yes, that's a good idea. If I wear a disguise, maybe they won't hit me with bats. I will try this.
Now, Timmy, the only reason the devil showed up is because you're gay, and being gay is a sin. So Leviticus 18:22 says, stop it.
Play!
Who the hell are you?
I am Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? But Christmas already passed.
Yeah, well, I forgot some stuff, like this train book for your son.
Well, my son's on the naughty list for being gay, so we don't want that.
Well, I am Santa Claus, and I say he can have it.
Well, we're his parents, and we say he can't have it.
Look, just let your kid have his toys.
No, return the sender.
Let him play with toys.
No, you take that back, or else I'm gonna hit you with the bat.
With the bat? Why would you get the...
Ow, ow! Get out of my house!
I'm leaving, okay? Damn!
Ugh.
So, how did your Santa Claus disguise go?
I got hit with a bat again.
What? But why?
I don't know. I guess those people are just assholes.
So they'll be here one day?
Yeah, probably.
And I can give them aid.
Now, hold on, my phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, is there someone named Hugh there?
Hugh who?
First name Hugh, last name Jeff?
I guess I can check. Is that a huge ass here? Hello, huge ass? Billy, do you see a huge ass?
No, don't see a huge ass here.
No, there is no huge ass. Wait a minute! Fuck you! How does this kid have my number?
I don't know, but are you gonna keep using your Santa Claus disguise?
Yes, I guess so. Alright, I'll try a different house.
God, I hate taking down the Christmas tree. Every year you gotta put up the tree, just take it down. Put it up and take it down.
Marvin, calm down. Don't have such a bad attitude. Hey, we can make it fun. Like, let's make a song about it. You know, here we go, we're taking down our pretty Christmas tree. And taking down our pretty Christmas tree. Love and joy come to you, and we'll take down your tree.
Okay, I'd rather do it quiet.
Daddy, if you want this Christmas tree down, then that fucker's going down. Timber! Oh, lumberjack dick, cutting trees down and shit.
Jeffy, that was a big tree on the ground.
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Jeffy, no, we need to drag this outside.
Okay, well then drag it out, John.
Well, you gotta help me grab it.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you grab that side of the tree and I'll grab this side.
I got something for you to grab. This old Jeffy hog. Old Vienna sausage dick. Old slimy and in a can and shit.
Jeffy, stop talking like that. Go grab a trash bag so we can put this tree away.
Okay.
What? Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
I came to give your son the fishy he wanted for Christmas.
Why do you look like you have a sunburn?
Yeah, you're all red.
Oh, I was delivering presents in Africa. It's very sunny there.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you deliver this on Christmas?
It fell out of my bag in Africa, so I came back to get it. But look, it's a robo fishy, and it swims in 5 different directions.
What are the 5 directions?
Up, down, left, right, and backwards, but not forwards. I don't know. I didn't make it. I mean, I did make it. My elves made it. Do you love me?
Yeah, we love Santa Claus. Yeah.
Hey, Danny, I couldn't find a trash bag, but I found this bat.
Well, look, Santa Claus came to visit you.
You want round 2, fucker?
Round 2? What are you talking about? I'm behind the bat again.
Hey, wait a minute. That's the devil.
Ugh.
Oh, what happened this time?
I got beat up with a bat again.
What? Again? No way.
I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Oh, goddammit, it's that kid again. Listen here, motherfucker. There are no walls, no refrigerator, and no huge ass, so just leave me alone. Craig, why are you using that kind of language? Mother? I'm sorry, I've been getting a lot of prank calls lately. Well, why you not call me on the Christmas? Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm supposed to be evil. Not calling your mother on Christmas is evil. Why can't you be more like your brother? Mom, why are you Italian? What the fuck?
So, what are you gonna do now?
Well, now I'm gonna go back to being evil. I'm gonna go back to that house and beat up them with the baseball bat.
Yes.
Well, elves, we had a successful Christmas.
Whoa!
But we didn't get as many letters as we normally get.
Aww. That is weird.
The phone's ringing.
We'll answer the damn thing.
Okay, don't get so angry. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, apparently kids have been spelling your name wrong on their Christmas letters, and they've been sending them to Satan.
Who?
The devil has been getting your Christmas letters.
Oh, no!
And also, he's been going around and giving presents out to the kids.
Fuck!
He's making you look bad, Santa.
I don't like it when I get made look bad, Pepper!
I like it when you get angry. Thank you.
All right, let's go stop this devil!
Go get him, Santa! Fuck him up!
Jeffy, stop hitting the tree with a bat.
Fuck it!
Play!
The devil?
Yup.
What are you doing here?
I came to get revenge for the hitting me with the bat.
Wait, we didn't hit you with a bat. Jeffy hit Santa with a bat?
That was me in disguise.
That was you as Santa?
Yes.
Well, that was a really good costume.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't even tell. You look really good, yeah.
Oh, it was just a shitty beard and a hat. Well, give me this bat. I'm gonna bop you on the head now.
Ho, ho, hold on a minute. Not so fast.
Santa Claus.
Wait a minute. Is that the devil?
No, that is Santa Claus.
You motherfucker!
But wait a minute. You just said you were Santa Claus. Wait, are you Santa Claus?
No, I am the devil.
Wait, then who's that?
That is Santa Claus.
Wait, where did your sunburn go?
Yeah, your face was all red.
I do wear red.
But his face was red.
Everybody just calm the fuck down. That is Santa Claus. I am the devil, okay? End of discussion. No more talking. Santa Claus, what do you want?
Well, I heard you were out delivering presents to the kids.
Yes, that's right. I was dressed up like you, trying to be good. But everybody just kept hitting me with baseball bats.
You'll never be good. You're the devil.
You are right. I will never be good. I am the embodiment of evil.
Well, I got an idea. Come with me. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Hi, Santa.
Did you get that devil fucker?
Hi there. Okay.
Craig, I want to show you something.
Oh, what is this?
This is my naughty or nice book.
Oh, you just wanted to show me I'm at the top of the naughty list?
Craig, look right here.
But that's my name on the nice list. But how?
Well, Craig, you see, you were out delivering presents trying to make kids happy when I couldn't do it.
So I'm not evil?
Well, you're not all evil.
Oh, so I'm a good person. Why am I so Italian? Thank you, Santa.
Mmm, this mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious looking ass. I know this going to be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green, though. Woohoo, it's going to be delicious. Oh, man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh, man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys.
I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three.
I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too.
Guys! Guys! Come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Oh, am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Oh, come on, I'll just drag
you.
Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jolly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're a broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
You're trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way he got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait. What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody.
Wait, dude. What? I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me. Get him off me.
Get off of him, Cody.
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right? Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Uncle Phil, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way!
Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I could just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But prove it! You're not Michael Jackson!
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, just beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand, you're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right.
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us, like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that? It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man? You are my childhood hero. Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks. But why, Macho Man? Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you? Well, yeah, of course I do. Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop. Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm,
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La 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 la, just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Oh, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her a purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her a purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay, well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries, groceries floating next to her that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could, walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it, the only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is the stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, hiking super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You weren't talking about you. It was about Jimmy. We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued for Jimmy. We never got to get along. That was Jimmy! Yeah!
So bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude.
Ow, you're yanking my arm, it hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody, I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here, I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you, I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, Cody's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution, hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
No, we're not putting that in the refrigerator. Jeffy, that's a dumb drawing. I'm not a balloon. I can never be a balloon.
Why was he trying to be creative?
I'm not a balloon, Jeffy.
Marvin, stop being so mean to Jeffy.
It's okay, Bobby. I'm just going to try my hardest not to cry.
Go to your room, Jeffy.
Marvin, how could you be so mean to him?
I'm not a balloon. Listen, I'm just gonna calm down. Let's just turn on the news to distract me.
Breaking news, Uke! I'm here on scene with Super D, a hero who's just saved a woman from the burning building behind me. So tell me, Super D, how did you do it?
Well, I was on a Tinder date with this girl, and she wasn't really feeling me. So when she wasn't looking, I used my laser eyes to set her house on fire. So then I saved her from the fire, and now she's way into me, and she thinks I'm a hero.
A truly amazing hero. So tell me, why did you save the woman's life?
Well, I thought if I saved her life, she'd be eternally grateful for me and want to bang me. And honestly, I think it's gonna work.
Incredible. The world needs more heroes like you.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I gotta go reap the benefits of this.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wow! Super D saved that girl! You know, we haven't heard from Super D in a while.
And let's hope we never do.
What's your problem, Marvin?
I'm just tired of hearing about your ex-boyfriends all the time. Like, imagine you had to hear about my ex-girlfriends all the time. What, you don't believe I have ex-girlfriends? Because I do.
Okay, Marvin.
And they're super hot.
Yeah, I bet, Marvin.
With big boobies.
Yeah, the biggest boobie.
And they're super hot and freaks.
Yeah, I bet they were, especially with that hairline.
I'm missing my hair because how freaky they were. Oh, they would pull my hair.
Yeah, freaky.
Yeah, so I settled down with you. I have like 30 ex-girlfriends that are hot.
30?
They are hot, super hot, hotter than you.
Okay, Marvin. Well, if that were true, then you wouldn't be so worried about my ex-boyfriends.
I'm not worried about your ex-boyfriends. I'm worried about you saying my ex-girlfriends because they're so hot.
Yeah. All right, Marvin.
Oh, look, there's someone at the door. Okay. It's probably one of my girlfriends.
Oh, you better go get the door then.
Don't be mad when I answer it. She's naked. Hello?
Hey there.
Is Rose here?
Super D. Super Big D. What are you doing here?
Rose is in danger.
And we have to save her.
What kind of danger?
We don't have time to explain. Is she here?
Yeah, where is Rose?
She's not here. She just went to the store, I think.
Oh, let me use my super smell to see if she's in the vicinity. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's here. I'll never forget that smell. She's upstairs.
Let's go get her.
Who was at the door? Let me guess, one of your ex-girlfriends.
No, it was two of your ex-boyfriends.
What?
Hey, Rose. What's up, sexy?
Super D, Super Big D, what are you guys doing here?
You're in danger.
And we came to save you.
What? From whom?
From him. Hey, Rose.
Super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D, what are you doing here?
Who is that?
That's Sam. He's one of my ex-boyfriends after Super D and Super Big D left me.
Why is he dressed like a Ninja Turtle and why is his tail on the front of his costume?
What tail?
It's a tail. Put it away.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know little man was so insecure.
Why don't you just call him Sam? Why'd you call him super long-lasting, super D, whatever?
Well, the first night that we met, she came over to my place, and then the next morning, she just called me super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D, and it's true.
Can you please just take this gun and shoot me in the head?
Okay, bro.
Marvin, come on. We were only together once, and the next morning I had to go to the hospital.
Pull the trigger!
I'm trying, bro. There's no bullets in there. See, there's no clip, but I'll keep trying. I really want to help.
I'm gonna go find bullets.
Marvin, get back here. Cut that out.
What are they even doing here?
He's trying to kidnap Rose.
But why are you trying to kidnap her?
Because she's the best I ever had.
Me too.
Me three.
Aw, you guys!
What? So you guys want to fight over her? I'll lose another leg over her.
Yeah, whoever wins gets to keep her.
Wait, I do not agree to this.
Oh, okay, you know what? I think we'll go in the other room while you guys settle this thing.
Bring it on, super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D.
All right, just let me get ready. One second. All right, I'm ready. Your funeral.
Don't my leg, get it off, help me.
I'm trying. It's around my neck.
Bite it.
It's choking me out.
Bite it.
All right, Rose, I think we need to have a talk.
About what, Marvin?
I think it would just be best if we just, you know, filed for a divorce.
What?
Yeah, I'm talking just a quick divorce, you know, no lawyers involved, just a paper that says it's over.
Marvin, calm down. I chose you. I married you, hairline and all.
I know, but now that I saw super long-lasting whatever the hell his name is, I just now realize that's not a tail. That's something else. And I'm really mad that he sewed a part of his costume just to fit it in there.
Yeah. Rose!
Oh, he's coming. Rose. Get the closet.
Rose, I won! Rose, are you in here? Ugh! I'll just come back later.
I think he's gone. Let's go check on the others. Guys, what happened?
We got our asses kicked, bro.
Yeah, we were no match for his D.
It was just too big.
It was too girthy.
Come on, you guys. You could have taken him.
We tried, but our Ds weren't big enough.
Yeah, we tried to combine Ds, and it still didn't work.
Come on, guys. You have muscles and superpowers.
Oh, no. We need an army of Ds.
We need a nuclear D.
Rose, please tell us, what was the best D you ever had?
Well, I married Marvin for a reason.
Oh, no, no way!
No, there's no way this little shrimp is packing.
No, I don't believe it. He must be a grower, because I can't see it.
He's super best I ever had, Dee.
Oh, I don't believe it. I guess we must bow down to him. We're not worthy.
He must be so big.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, that's right. It is big. I'm super best he's ever had, Dee, so you better listen to me. I got the biggest one.
We gotta get this man a costume.
Yeah, fast. Come on, let's get one.
And we have to assemble the Avengers of Dee.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, Marvin. Go kick his D.
That's right. I'm gonna go kick him right in the D with, cause I'm the best she's ever had, D. Do you really mean that?
Yes, of course, Marvin.
Okay. Oh, I heard someone at the door.
You did?
Yeah, hold on. Let me go answer that.
Oh, man. Please answer.
Hey, Marvin. What's up?
Hey, buddy. I need your help. So my wife has a...
You called me, buddy. We really are buddies, aren't we, Marvin? We're best buds.
Yeah, we're the bestest buddies ever. Anyway, I need your help.
We should have a secret handshake.
What?
We should have a secret handshake that only we know since we're best buddies.
Yeah, okay, we'll work on that. Anyway, I need your help.
But it can't be too long, though, because I don't have a good memory for that kind of thing. We have to keep it very simple.
Okay, we'll keep it simple. Anyway, my wife has a lot of...
And it has to be fast, too, because I don't want anybody else to see our secret handshake and steal it. It has to be just between us, so we should do it really fast when nobody else can pick up on
it. Okay,
no
one's going to want to steal it because no one's going to care, but listen, we'll work on that later. Listen, I need your help.
Actually, should I just come over right now so we can practice our secret handshake?
No, I'm very busy and that's why I need your help. See, my wife, she has a lot of ex-boyfriends that are very well endowed.
Oh, yeah, it's rough, isn't it? Us little guys, we just can't compete. You know, and I don't even want a big one. You know, I mean, I don't need that. I bet it would be messy. And besides, my wife says the big ones hurt anyway, so she doesn't want that. So, I mean, I don't
Yeah, I don't want a big one either. I've never said I want one of those. Anyway, I told my wife that I have a lot of hot ex-girlfriends. So do you know any hot girls I can pretend to be my ex-girlfriend?
Well, there's a girl that works at the strip club I could probably send over there.
Yeah, send her over here. And can you get her to dress like a superhero?
Oh, Marvin, you freaky bastard. Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
All right, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Are you sure you don't want me to come over to practice our secret handshake right now?
No, I don't have time for that, but you just practice some over there.
Okay, I will start Googling handshakes we can try later.
All right, thanks, buddy. Hello?
Dun-da-da-da! Superhost here.
I gave her that name. It's clever, right, Marvin? Because she's a stripper?
Oh, yeah. Very clever. Superho. What are you doing here, buddy?
Well, I had to show her where you live. I don't want her to get lost.
Oh, my God. Who is this Superman?
That's my boy, Marvin. Right, Marvin? We don't have a secret handshake yet, but we will.
Yeah, we will. Anyway, I need you to pretend to be one of my ex-girlfriends. Like, obsessed with me. I left you. You cried about me every night. I was the best man you've ever been with.
Okay. But when do you pay me?
Oh, yeah, Marvin, I haven't paid it yet, so you're gonna have to do that. And, you already owe her about 500 bucks, because she did me a favor. But it's okay, because we're bros, right? Who cares? You know, just don't kiss her. Actually, you know what? Do kiss her! Who cares? My fluids are your fluids, because we're best buddies! Actually, speaking of that, I had some ideas about our secret handshake. Hold out your hand, I want to show you. So we do one of these, and we do one of these, and we go like this, and then we go, pow! And then we play rock, paper, scissors. And you let me win every time, because you do paper, and I'm gonna do scissors, and then when we're out in public, people are gonna be like, damn, that guy's really good at rock, paper, scissors, and it's gonna make me feel really good because I'm winning every time. But then you're gonna feel bad because you're losing every time. So what if we take turns winning at rock, paper, scissors? So I'll win this time, and then you win next time, and then I'm not gonna wanna do it next time because I know I'm gonna lose, and then we're gonna forget the handshake because we're not doing it. So how about we just actually play rock, paper, scissors for real, and whoever wins, wins. But it should be the best 2 out of 3. Actually, you know what? Best of 7. And we go on shoot. We don't do rock, paper, scissors. We do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. But we can't say it out loud because then somebody might hear it and they might know our secret handshake. So we have to be like, okay, maybe we should say shoot so we know when to shoot. So we just be like, shoot. But then if we're in public and I say shoot, somebody might think that I'm actually going to shoot somebody. So I don't think we should do that. No rock, paper, scissors. How about we don't do that? How about we do patty cake? The whole thing. Baker's man and all, you know? But again, we can't say it out loud. So it's just going to be, you know, we're going to look like mimes fighting. But
okay, but buddy, listen. How about you just go back home and go back to the drawing board and come back when you have it figured out?
Yes. You're right. Back to the drawing board. You know what? I was thinking maybe I could go to Walmart and pick up like a jump rope and some jacks. We're going to have props. We're going to have a lot of props for our handshake, Marvin. A lot of props.
Okay, yeah, a lot of props. Do whatever you want, buddy.
Ooh, a chalk. We get chalk, and we do some hopscotch for our handshake. It'd be so cool. I'm so excited, Marvin.
Yeah, go figure that out. All right, listen. I need you to pretend to be my ex-girlfriend in front of my wife. Come on.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Oh, you know, just my super hot ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, right, Marvin.
No, I'm being serious. I broke up with her years ago, and now she's crawling back to me, begging for me back.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Marvin, please take me back.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, she's right here. Her name is Super Tight Wet. Doesn't take a long time to finish. doesn't have a smell, doesn't have a bad taste. It loves Marvin V.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
And she's also a superhero.
Oh, my God, Marvin. She can help fight super huge, long-lasting Big Girthy D. Oh, my God. I know him. Owie.
Okay, that's it. You can leave.
But you owe me $500.
I'm not paying for it, Blowy. Leave.
Marvin, she could have helped.
Baby, she wasn't a real superhero. She wasn't even my ex-girlfriend. I hired her to make you jealous. You didn't even give a shit.
Marvin, you gotta get in your costume and go.
Okay, fine. Where'd they put it? Oh, this costume is so uncomfortable.
Hey, sick costume, Marvin. Or should I call you super best she's ever had, D?
Yeah, that's so crazy. I still can't believe it.
Now, don't question the queen.
Okay, so it's just us three fighting?
Yeah, this is the Avengers of D. But I also called in Mosquito Man because I thought we needed a fourth person. Come here, Mosquito Man.
Mosquito Man, what's he doing here? He doesn't even have any powers.
Now, hold on. He might not be able to get STDs. You see, he got bit by a mosquito when he was a kid, and he got West Nile virus, and he thinks maybe that made him immune to all STDs, because he's had a lot of unprotected sex, but he's never caught an STD. But he's not really sure, so every time he does have unprotected sex, he still gets really worried that he might get an STD.
I know, you've explained this before. He basically has no powers.
Yeah, but if super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D has an STD, then Mosquito Man might be able to not catch it.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing in the world. What is he really here for?
Well, he's got a cool costume.
Okay, when are we gonna start fighting?
He's here. Alright, who's ready for a big serving of defeat? Alright, Avengers, assemble!
We're already assembled.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, go fuck him up!
Wait, me?
Yeah, Marvin, you're a leader. You're super best she's ever had, D. Go get him!
Well, she would save the best for last. Mosquito Man, you go first!
Yeah, go get him, Mosquito Man!
All right, who's next?
Mosquito Man, no!
You monster! You will pay for that!
Why don't we just all attack him at once?
Oh, yeah, good thinking, Super Betsy's ever had, D. Let's get him!
Yeah, you go get him.
Bring it! Come on, little man, bring it! Let's see why she calls you the best she's ever had. Actually, you know what, I need to see for myself.
Oh, no, no, no!
Oh, why is it so tiny? Oh, it burns my eyes!
I did it!
Oh.
Everyone get him!
Okay, I give up! Uncle!
He gives up! We win!
Yeah! Hey, baby.
Who are you?
It's me, Marvin.
Oh, Marvin. Wow, I didn't recognize you in your costume.
Yep, and I just defeated super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D.
Wow, Marvin, I knew you could do it. And you know what? I love the costume, Marvin. It's very hot.
Yep, all your ex-boyfriends know that I'm truly packing, I guess.
Okay, Marvin, I got all the stuff we need for our secret handshake. So we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, and then we're going to do jump rope, and then we're going to play bop it, and then we're going to do hopscotch, and then we're going to play catch with this little sticky ball thing. Marvin, I love it! Costumes! That's such a great idea! We should have secret handshake costumes, and we wear them under our clothes, so whenever we're about to do our secret handshake, we just rip our clothes off like we're Superman! Marvin, this is so cool! I love having a best buddy!
Clock Boy, our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, Clock Man.
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us.
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work. It's genius.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
But, Clock Man, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Why, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course. Along, Clockman, hand me the hammer.
Very well, Clockman.
Now, broadcast us to the world.
With pleasure.
Wow, guys, can you believe it's already almost 2020-25?
What?